evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den.
The show that is better than having an ugly child.
So, don't look at us when you say that.
I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as always, I am joined by Joe Dingling Curry.
Hi.
And Pip Hewlett.
Hi.
Joe's depressed because he got reprimanded before the show.
This is a part of the show that goes ting ting, and I did a ting ting before we spoke,
but,
and I got
like
scolded.
Like most things, you did it a little too soon.
No, the ting ting goes there.
Well, you made the song, I'll take your word for it. But
you turned the beginning of the show into the fucking White Album, all right.
There are certain things that shows must be run in a certain order and manifest.
Yeah, this one's running a circle.
Trust me, if it wasn't, I'd fucking run a straight line out of here. I don't need this.
You're stuck.
I gotta move and not give you guys my new address.
we try to find you.
I'm sure you would.
No.
It's not like your wife wants you at her house.
No.
And take these canned goods with you. I had enough. The running joke about how Joe sleeps with groceries.
Yes.
I know. Well, my husband throws me out of the house, too. Go play with your friends. God.
Does he?
No.
Go play with your friends?
Like, we're knocking on the door asking if you could come out
and play. Come out and play.
No, she has to take a bath first. She hasn't taken one all week.
Well, tell her what she's done. We're going to be telling dick jokes. All right. Come on out.
All right. I'll be right out. We're going to be telling dick jokes.
I think we did update what we needed to update. Okay. And we should get to that now. It's time for
Inspirations to Us All.
Boozy or floozy?
Excellent.
Get ready as we play Boozy or Floozy.
No, oh, no, we didn't. Joe's not an inspiration to us all.
It's been a little busy.
Well, this was relevant when we were doing gefilte fish shots.
Yeah. I know.
Disregard the Jewish music. Disregard it.
It's like, are they Jewish boozies or floozies? No. What's going on?
Gotta explain it. Got Hava Nagila going on in the background. Yeah.
It's like, what?
The beginning of the theme is so promising.
I know.
But once again, Joe left to his own devices goes a little too far.
I wasn't left to my own devices. It was relevant the first time we did it. Yeah. You just didn't know
what a smashing success it would be.
And how much we could spend, like a splashing success.
Almost.
As the case may be.
And we had no idea how much we wouldn't be able to stomach the punishment for another round.
Oh, and another day.
Oh, God.
That was a bit that lingers longer.
Yes.
So, of course, Boozy or Floozy is the game where we present names, and people have to decide. In this case, you people will be the people. Have to decide.
Gee, thanks.
I was not a lot of other people.
People.
Have to decide if something is an alcoholic beverage, which make it a boozy, or a type of sex act or sex, which make it floozy. Huh. So it's boozy or floozy.
Yes.
These are not meant to be easy. I guess I should keep score of this.
But the floozies are.
We haven't done this game in a while,
no.
So I thought we'd bring it back. Bring it back old school.
Yeah, the stomach's still doing flip-flops on the last version.
Yeah.
Settle down, Joe.
We weren't exactly bringing sexy back.
Anyway, I'll let that go.
All right.
Yeah, really? We're going to rely on this show to bring sexy back?
No, God,
sexy should
no.
probably stay in hibernation.
Yes.
This is the only show that Photoshop can't and won't help.
Okay. I know.
My vibrator was ready.
That's why you were smiling.
All right, so our first boozy or floozy. Let's see, here we go. And of course, if you get it right, you can guess what's in it.
Oh, okay.
If it's a boozy, if it's a floozy.
If it's a floozy, if it's a floozy
everything's
in
been
it.
In it.
Yeah.
Look at Joe, he's all serious, got his game face on. Yeah. I'm ready. Joe's got more intensity than the New York Jets on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I felt like the Jets on Thanksgiving that one time we played the game.
All right, boozy or floozy? Okay. Caribou Lou. Pip Helix.
Oh, I think that's a drink.
So you're going to say that's
I'll say boozy.
Boozy.
I would go. Well, not my turn yet. My turn now?
Well, yes, Joe, it is.
I thought I jumped my spot. I didn't want to take over. I would say boozy, too.
You are both correct. It is a Caribou Lou is a boozy. Do you guys know what's in the drink?
Please inform us.
I think isn't that Caribou, that coconut rum?
It's Bacardi. Yeah, coconut rum.
Oh, okay. It's Bacardi. It's coconut rum. And I would say pineapple. Vodka?
No, pineapple juice, coconut rum, and Bacardi.
Okay.
Pretty good. Hmm. You knew that. That's a shame.
I knew
it's a good thing there's no punishment this week.
I know. But I knew the caribou because I like
right,
that.
So you guys are tied up at one.
Yeah.
Gobstopper. Joe, we go to you.
Wait.
I would go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Put on your own gray bonnet with the blue.
Never mind.
Floozy.
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 What are you going to go with?
Gobstopper?
Yeah.
I'd say that that's got to be boozy.
Say that's boozy.
I'd say boozy.
Joe, you are correct.
Yes. Oh,
what? Gobstopper?
I would think that would be a diaphragm or something like that.
Joe, would you like to know what the gobstopper is?
Yes.
Would you like to hazard a guess?
I would say it's either a condom or a diaphragm.
I'd say it's a dental dam.
You're both wrong.
Oh, what
is it? It's much more exciting than that.
Oh, my God.
With two hands, spread your tramp's anus open. Then spit a big-ass loogie down the asshole and then close it back up. You can give her a smack on the ass when you're done if you want. That is the gobstopper.
What the hell?
Is there any point to that? All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, really. But is that like the final hurrah right before you hand them a divorce?
It's a nice way to say goodbye.
Well, you're not doing that with a loved one.
I would hope not.
Yes.
You're not doing anymore, that with, they're not.
You're doing that with a love me long time one.
I guess.
Why?
Because you can.
You had a big loogie and you had to get rid of it. Well, where you had to put it.
Well, sometimes you can't get a tissue.
I mean,
and it'd be rude to spit on the floor. That's gross.
I mean, what woman would be there going, thank you, I have to do the wash now.
You know, sometimes a woman makes a perfect spittoon.
Oh, Jesus. You did not just say that.
No, I didn't. It's a figment of your imagination.
Oh, thank God.
Now spread your legs. I got to hock a loogie.
Oh, that was horrible. Oh, horrible.
I mean, that's disgusting, but where it's going, what harm could it do?
Really? It actually is just a lubricant. Makes the poopies come out quicker.
I guess so.
Just in case you're having an issue with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, that's just so rude.
I guess that will not. That was not happening at the Helix household.
No.
There was no gobstoppering.
There would be no gobstoppering.
I can't. Yeah, you can't do that with somebody who you have to look to again.
No.
Unless you just have that understanding that you could be filthy to each other, and that's cool, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, what kind of fight? You dented the car. You spit my asshole.
What do you think? Yeah. If she farts, like a bubble comes out?
I think we're even.
Yeah, right.
I just love the phrasing. Spread your tramp's anus open.
I know, you're
it's not
tramps.
It's not a schoolgirl.
Yeah, your tramps. I mean, wife. I mean, your tramp.
All right. So Joe is winning 2-1.
Damn it.
Angry dragon. Pip?
I'm going to say floozy.
You're going to say floozy.
I'm going to say floozy, too.
You're both correct. Do you guys know what it is?
No, but it sounds like something. It's. I'm thinking burning while urinating. I'm like,
ow. Angry dragon.
Angry dragon.
I heard of the angry pirate. But.
Arr, get one eye.
No.
Angry dragon.
Please enlighten us.
Yes.
I'll be happy to. Immediately after you blow your load in your girl's mouth, smack the back of her head and make it come out her nose. When she gets up, she'll look like an angry dragon.
Oh, my God. So
like a dragon does when it's pissed.
Look at it. Joe's got something to do tonight now. Joanne, get up. I got a new game.
Move them clink peaches, woman.
He's acting it out with his hands, like drool coming out of him. Oh.
That's funny.
Smackernets are coming.
That's funny.
That's just wrong. That's like the Play-Doh Fun Factory of Jim.
Puff the magic dragon. Hey, get that cum out of my mouth.
Has cheers on her cheek.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary are very proud right now.
Oh.
No, that, yeah, no.
I take it none of you kids have ever partaken in the angry dragon.
No.
Never enjoyed.
No.
Well, not intentionally.
I've been lonely
love
seal.
That. She's got in her mouth, fucking
smack her in the head.
What's wrong with you, stupid? You gotta spit that out. Who knows where that's been? You know how many vaginas my cock's been in today? You don't want that. That's no good for
What's
you.
What's wrong with you? What are you doing? Savoring it? Boom.
It's like a parent telling a kid to spit out dirt.
But it's like, well, it's like getting blown in a Three Stooges movie. Why you?
It's an angry dragon, Mo.
Why you
ought to finish.
Come here.
That's terrible.
I'll give you an angry dragon. What is that?
That's so terrible. It's like, what a horrible fountain
the
display
angry
that would be.
Oh, angry dragon. It's funny.
I give the audience things to try at home. It's homework.
Oh, Jesus.
We bring people together so we can tear them apart.
Oh, what a horrible thing.
Do you want to take off his glasses for this one? Yeah. He's misting up.
I know.
A little sentimental for the big guy. Oh, the days of yore when he was a young lad on the farm.
I could perform Angry Dragons.
The Angry Dragons.
There was Joe and a wayward stranger. Takes her out to the barn.
Young hitchhiker.
He's sitting there smack. What are you going to do that for?
Seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I just like the fact somebody's tried this and named it. You smack your bitch in the back of the head, you start laughing your balls off. You look like an angry dragon. That's insult to injury.
Because totally
you know
is.
Over that saying that, you fucking asshole. I just play. What are you? Shut up. You look like an angry dragon.
And it's like, you got a name for it? That's it. Balls
these,
are
these
off.
Have got to be prostitution games.
There's got I mean, to be. You can't do this to a real woman and expect to
yes,
live.
Yes, prostitutes are fake.
I don't think a prostitute would put up with that shit.
No, I don't
for
think
the right
so.
Amount, she would.
No,
would you have to
so.
Negotiate that in the beginning? Look,
no, no, you tip
know,
them well.
Dragon.
Oh,
you know, when they start bitching, go, here's another 20, stupid.
I guess.
I guess, but damn.
And a little something for the crack kid. You got it waiting outside.
you
got to be nice to the people.
You just hear smacking another 20 thrown at her.
Do it again. Do it again. We're going to put this on the menu.
Yeah.
Like this. For an extra 20, we could do the angry dragon.
Listen, I've shot milk out of my nose.
Oh, boy. That's not where that was going.
I shot milk out of my nose in school when somebody made me laugh at the lunchroom, but never this. Never this.
Well, yeah, they're both good for you, I'm sure.
Pretty much the same
something,
look, I'm
something
sure.
to try out with Mr. Helix. You survived the milk. Jizz can't be worse.
No.
It's probably a little bit more sticky, though, so it's not going to have, like, the length of travel distance.
No,
that milk.
Yeah. that's what it is. It'll be, like, dribble out instead of shoot.
Yeah, it's gonna then it's gonna get in your lip, so it's like just going the same circle over
look,
and over.
Look, I have enough trouble with sinus infections. I don't need any of that shit going
ew,
on.
Ew, you just unsexied it.
Yep, see?
You ruined it, as usual. You ruined the angry dragon.
As usual. Listen, just be happy I didn't tell you what my dream was this time.
Okay, we'll move on.
You were mad at me about taking the sexy way? Oh my god.
We'll move on.
Yeah. No. Save yourselves.
Naughty schoolgirl. Who goes first on this? Is this Joe?
I think it is Pip.
Oh, I go first.
Wait, no, let's see. This is the third one. So one. No, it's the fourth one.
You mean
the fourth one. Joe goes first.
Okay.
Angry schoolgirl?
Yes. Yes, Joe.
I will say that will be Boozy.
I agree.
That is Boozy. You guys are good. Have you guys been studying?
No.
Are these easy?
No.
This is burned into my mind like a Vietnam flashback from the last version of this game.
We are
kidding
fierce
me?
Competitors now. Because
yeah,
we,
yeah.
We're
we saw what the consequences were the last time.
Do you guys know what's in it?
Please.
No. Wait a minute. An angry schoolgirl.
Naughty schoolgirl.
A naughty schoolgirl. Wait. You know what?
All right. We have all day.
No. The thing I know is about.
Glad we waited for that.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You're going to blow. You're going to blow. Yeah, never mind.
What's in it?
You don't want to guess?
Well,
your nose is running. Are you thinking of the angry dragon?
No, my nose always runs.
It's got too much jizz in it.
I know. I told you. I have sinus problems. No, I think because there was the one about the Girl Scouts, and it was like Bailey's and creme de menthe or something. What's the angry schoolgirl, though?
Naughty schoolgirl.
Naughty schoolgirl.
The angry schoolgirl. You're mixing the drink.
I'm thinking about the angry dragon. I'd be a fucking angry schoolgirl if somebody pulled that on me.
You got 3/4 ounce of Parrot Bay rum. Mango, Captain Morgan's Parrot Bay, 3/4 ounce of vodka, watermelon, Smirnoff watermelon twist, and 3/4 ounce of pineapple juice.
It sounds good.
Sure. What could be wrong with a naughty schoolgirl?
Really?
Yeah.
Our pal loves them.
Yes.
Partakes of them.
See,
all
now for
the
our
time.
Pal, that's a trick question.
Yeah.
That's both.
Both.
He'd have to tap out on that question.
He calls
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
He calls that Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a snack.
You know, he calls that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately.
All right.
Unfortunately,
the final boozy or floozy. Joe is winning 4-3.
Yay!
Damn.
Pip can only tie. Pip goes first here.
Okay.
Although, should we make Joe? We have to make Joe. Who should? Does it matter?
I don't think it matters who goes first. It's not like we're piggybacking on each other. We have our own minds. God help us.
Sorry. Cop's Delight. Pip. Joe's deep in thought here.
I'm thinking floozy.
You're thinking floozy.
I would go with floozy.
You both go with floozy. You're both correct. Joe,
oh!
Joe swept. That was impressive.
Wow. Nice.
I think I have to make these stuff up.
Joe is scared fighting for his life.
Yeah, Joe's been in training.
A couple of kicks coming up. I can't be sick.
I'm thinking these were too easy.
No, they
weren't. No, they're not.
They're not. We're just being, I guess, lucky this time.
After the last version of this game, we're in survival mode, man. You know, really, I'm not playing.
We don't have the punishment here.
We're
terrified.
We're playing games, but I'm not playing games.
No.
All right, you guys want to guess what the Cop's Delight is?
Let's see.
I'm thinking it has to have something to do with a blowjob, but I'm not sure what.
Why do you? Why? What's your rationale for that?
Because
nightstick.
I'm.
Is that what it is?
No. I was thinking because, you know, like the sort of like I don't know if it's a myth or the belief that you know, cops will ask women for blowjobs and to get out of tickets.
But you're a woman. Have you ever been asked?
No.
Hmm.
I don't get that many. I don't get pulled over that often, though.
Huh.
I would say it's along the same lines. Cops delight.
Hmm. Well, you're both wrong as far as that.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, of course.
It's not that simple.
I'm afraid. Is there a plunger involved?
It's a very complicated thing, folks.
It's a very complicated thing.
You don't understand what goes into this.
I give you guys easy shit.
No, there's a ladder involved.
All right. The act of taking a girl in the ass. Pulling out, spewing all over her pastry buns, thus transforming her rump into the illusion of an oversized, quivering glazed donut.
Of course, oh, a donut! Oh.
Told you there was more to it than that.
I guess it's a glazed donut. They call it a cop's delight.
Have you seen a lot of Krispy Kremes quivering and gel? Oh.
No.
No.
I don't know. Made that name up. This guy is a clown.
Oh, yeah. I know. What a whoever made these up. My brother's friend used to call right after he blew his load the what his dick looked like, the glazed cruller effect.
It's, it would shrivel up.
No, because it's like a glazed stick, but a glazed cruller. I don't know.
It would crawl right up?
No. What?
Oh, he said
There's
he would
no
crawl
cruller.
Right up.
Cruller.
No.
Crawler. Not a crawler, not a crawler. Not a night crawler.
I said he would crawl right up. Did you say?
Oh no, he wouldn't call.
Oh,
he
I thought you said
he'd
call
that.
Right. Oh,
oh
okay.
No, he's like, "Hey, I just came."
That's
like,
what
oh
I thought you
God.
Were saying in the beginning. Yeah,
no,
all right.
Well, you got to tell somebody. You got to alert the authorities.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Alert the authorities.
You don't even wait for her to leave the room. Tell everybody.
I know. I'm on. Excuse me, honey. I gotta get on Facebook.
Exactly. Better tweet this. I came in 140 characters or less. Oh, God. Too many D's. Shit. Backspace.
Yeah, right.
There you go. That was a boozy or floozy.
Wow. I mean, they were not easy, though. I really had to think about them because they could have got either way.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Yeah, but they have all these crazy drink names.
I know. Well, that's the whole point of the fucking game, stupid.
I know.
If it's like, hey, I fucked you, you're going to know what it is.
No, but my point is I don't go out drinking very
often. Half a shot of Jaeger, three quarts.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, you're right, Joe.
Yeah.
Speaking of your brother, real quickly, side note, have you spoken to him about what you needed to speak to him about?
No, I haven't.
Do you think maybe you could do this?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Work with assholes.
What you're acting like I have a close family or something.
No, but you know
so
what
we
you
talk.
But you need something, so
I
he
do.
So make it happen.
All right,
fucking call him.
All right,
listen to his problems for a while. I know you don't give a shit about them, but fucking fake
true.
It. Fake empathy like you do here.
Okay, I could do, wait. Okay,
you can do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise, we're gonna get the cops to light over. Mr. Helix is gonna have some fun.
Oh.
Cops delight.
Oh, wow. It's a big girl. Looks like a dozen. Got enough for my friends.
Great. I'll bring it back to the station house.
I cut my dick. Now it'll be a jelly cops delight.
Oh.
Too far. I'm sorry.
One too many.
I ruined Zombo.
You've ruined Zombo.
Zombo should be a sexual act.
It is.
What would a Zombo be, Joe?
A Zombo? Let's see. When you come at a girl when she's sleeping.
When you come, why that? It's
like zombie.
Like a zombie.
Zombo.
Like a zombie.
Oh,
Zombo.
I was thinking like the origins of that thing. I was thinking like a monster thing.
Yeah.
We come.
Well, monsters.
I would actually like to try the Zombo, Joe's version of it. Again, I mean, that can't be.
I think I did a Zombo one
time. You came on a girl while she was sleeping?
Wait, passed out is not the same
is
as
that
sleeping.
What, did you like start while she was awake? And you're like, oh, fuck it. She's not enjoying it, but I might as well finish.
No, I met her at a wedding. I had to get to work. I was running late. So.
Wait, what? There's some details to that story that are missing.
What? We have to hear this.
No, I was I went to a friend's wedding, and I got really drunk. And I hooked up with a monster. And
oh, you hooked up with... Yeah, I'm sure she was bragging to her friend too, stupid. I hooked up with Kong.
Yeah. I went to the her hotel room after the wedding. We were fooling around and stuff like that. And I guess we both fell asleep. And then I got up in the morning and I was running. She was still dead asleep, like in a catatonic state.
Yeah.
And I go to work. And then we had the Zombo.
So she's passed out. You finished yourself on her?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like a certain type of degenerate that would do that to another human being.
Here I am.
On her or in her?
On her. I would go in her. In her
like on her face?
I would have woke her up the other way.
No, you wouldn't, Beth. Oh, she probably would have slept right through that as well.
I was a creep back in the day.
I really was?
Man. I would have been so pissed to wake up after a one-night stand with a Kong and then find myself covered in that.
With a Kong.
Oh, Kong. What a morning wake up.
Where did you zombo her? What part of the body?
On the leg.
On the leg?
Yeah.
Why not just fucking go for her tits or her face? I mean, if you're going to be a degenerate.
You might as well go for the gold.
Exactly. Why her leg?
I was half asleep, too.
Oh, so the aim wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. What's the motivation to do that? Is that like yeah, but why on her? You could have done that in the bathroom or, you know, why on her?
Look, I was that drunk enough to get into bed with her. You know, I'm not really.
You're not a prize either, all right? You're not a prize either. Relax.
Back in the day, I was. It was quite a handsome fella.
Yeah, we saw the hair porn star. Yeah. But still, it's a very demeaning thing. You're pretty much marking your territory like she's a tree outside.
He was so drunk he couldn't tell the difference.
Well, probably would have preferred a tree.
Look, he thought it was a trunk.
It might have been. Might have had a trunk, the way he describes it.
I went to a wedding. I drank like an animal. I brought one back to the room.
It was a zoo themed wedding.
I was ripped off. You know, I'm not Sir Galahad. You know, I shan't come on thy leg, my lady.
But there's a thought process before you do it.
I had a fence company to run. I had to get up and go to work.
No. I understand you're horny. You didn't get your rocks off the night before. I get that. You're in a hotel room. There's a bathroom. Why not just go and do it there?
Because you got the person right there.
But she's not doing anything.
Hey,
are you pleasuring yourself to her vision? You've called her a beast already. So I can't imagine that she's enhancing the experience.
Yeah, but why would you go in the bathroom and do that? Would you just blast one on a leg?
See that's the thought process. This is where I want to get to right here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Because what you're saying is I want to demean you. I want to treat you like a toilet, a tissue, or a sock. That's what you're saying to her. Because you're not engaging in something pleasurable with each other. You're clearly not aroused by her. This is simply just to demean her.
Okay. But I wasn't demeaning her.
Yes, you were! First of all, anybody who would have sex with you has low self-esteem as it is.
I understand that, but...
Oh, wow.
But I mean, clearly you are. There she is, passed out, large thigh akimbo. And you're just like, let's fucking...
She never knows. There's plenty of real estate on that thigh.
You'd notice. You would notice.
Speaking from experience, are you?
No. I'm just saying, you'd notice. Yeah.
You'd notice it. Why are my legs stuck together? They're usually wide open. I think it's a terrible thing you did.
I was drunk off my wheels. I was not.
But sober enough to go to work.
Well, yeah.
And drive.
Yes.
Just not sober enough to stagger your ass to the bathroom and not the means in this hose beast.
But.
Hose
not a bad way.
Not a bad way.
I ain't telling her that in a bad way.
I can only go by what Joe's story, the details Joe's story gives. She could be delightful. She could have a great personality. She could be a beautiful woman. That's not the story Joe's revealing.
That's not what we're saying.
Exactly. I can only go, I'm sure she's a lovely gal. I'm sure she does not retell this story on the radio.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, this is not in her top 10 stories.
Have you ever run into her again?
No. She worked at this store in a mall. I forget the name of this. It was so many years ago. Worked at this store at a mall that it was a friend of mine, and she worked at these chain of stores. So I was with my other buddy down in Maryland one time. We were in the mall, and I saw the name of that store, and I thought it might have been her store. You ever had the feeling of blood leaving your body?
Yes, yes.
It's called an orgasm.
And I'm like,
no, that's not the blood. Just the drain.
Yeah.
Well, it rushes.
Your whole body drains out.
Right, right. And I'm like, oh, Jose. So I go to my buddy. I go, dude, man, can we go down to the food court? Oh, what's the matter? Want to go buy? No, man. That shock. Yeah. I just, you know, she was drunk, too. We were both like really.
She wasn't drunk enough to sit on your face and finish.
Can I tell you? She fell asleep. She should have stuck.
Did you finish the night before?
No.
I mean, I get the need to finish. I do as a guy. I just don't. You had no respect.
You know,
for her.
I feel like we should jump in a time machine, and I could go there. All right, stupid, hide in the closet. You'll see what my point.
No, because it brings up a greater issue. You had no respect for this human being who you slept with, and therefore you had no respect for yourself, which explains a lot of the issues that we have to deal with now.
I felt fine.
No, you don't. No, you don't do that to another human being. If you have respect, you wouldn't do that to your wife.
No.
Besides the fact that she lives with you.
And you'd have to face it.
No, you respect your wife on some level. I know you don't treat her that way, but I know on some level.
Yes.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. What the act that you did to this woman showed no respect.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Not even as a human being. Not even as another person having the right to live and exist. You did not respect her on that level.
Oh, great. I'm sure if you were there, Sir Galahad, madam, my beloved, I'm going to get up and pull one in the bathroom. I shan't spew on your thigh. I am a gentleman, sir.
Well,
I shall possibly. My load onto the bathroom.
First of all, listen, I've been with a hose beast or two. I'm not going to say I haven't. But if I'm drunk and I wake up and I realize they're a hose beast, I'm getting the fuck out of there. Or if it's my place, wakey wakey, stupid. But yeah. either way, no, let me finish.
All right, we're going to finish. I want to discuss something.
Either way, I would not do what you did. I wouldn't do it.
All right, now,
let me... Not who I am. An angry dragon of two consenting adults? Absolutely.
Like, come on her leg and leave? No!
No, that's right. It's like a Dear John letter in jail.
At least I didn't give her an angry... instead of giving her an angry dragon...
Because she was asleep!
I know. Psst, go back. Why was that? Go back to sleep, sleep, but it was nothing.
That's true.
You wrote a jizzy Dear John letter. Last night was great. Too bad this could never be again. Sly.
like peeing in the snow.
To you too.
I remember the time my buddy was loaded and this girl's head looked like a Z, so we used to call her Zorro.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What looked like a Z?
Some of this girl that we knew, my buddy wound up, he was blowing him, and he wound up shooting a load in her forehead. It looked like a Z, so we all called her Zorro.
The mark of Zorro. She's been touched.
Oh,
she's
God.
She's dabbled with the sword and lost.
Oh, God.
Now, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Now, you said you brought, like, a beast back to your place. Now, if the beast was back at your place,
uh-huh.
All right, and you wound up going, waking up going, there's the old joke, you know, oh, I got to go home. Oh, shit, I am home. Now, how would you dispose of her?
Yeah.
You cook a breakfast?
Garbage bags.
Really?
And little pieces.
You get out of here,
no,
you
no,
make
no,
a
how
breakfast.
Do you get rid of them? Yeah, how do you get rid of them the next
papers?
Morning?
No, you know, it was always polite.
Yeah.
You know, it was never like, I'm never going to see, because, God, this is college,
yeah.
So I'm going to see these people again.
Right.
I don't think I ever had a one night stand. No, I don't have. I never had a one night stand where there was never a chance of me seeing them again.
Oh, okay.
So I can't really. So I had to be nice, but I wouldn't. But I would never demean somebody in that way.
Right.
It's just not. I'll demean you on the air, but yeah. I would never leave my body parts on you and such, unless you consented to it.
Put a toe in her.
You put your DNA on her.
I blasted my sauce and got out of Dodge. What do you want?
Next, I'm going to clip my nails and leave the cuttings all over you.
You know what the ultimate insult would have been? If she, like, fucking scooped up that dry jizz, put it in her, and she had his fucking kid and called him. I would have loved that.
Oh.
That would have been great. Good job, stupid. Want to leave the scene of the crime?
No.
Put some police tape around that badge.
No, I was always cautious on that. There was one girl.
Oh, really? Not courteous, but cautious.
There was one girl that I liked one time, and she had that
big, you can only like them once, can't you?
Big tits. But and I was going, boy, I always said I'd let them get a hold of them rascals. So
rascals? Oh, is one named Buckwheat, the other one named Spanky? What is wrong with you?
I've never been called. They've never been called rascals.
Well, we
before.
Went out. We went out to
let Alfalfa come.
We were all hanging out at a bar one night, and I gave her a lift home. And I go to park the car. I go up to her in an apartment. She's totally naked. Like, holy smokes!
Waiting
Whoa.
For you?
Yeah.
Whoa!
So it was on.
Yeah.
What?
It was on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, but it was on. So. but it was on. So basically, we started horsing around, and we didn't. We had no protection, so I didn't.
Horsing around. Settle down, stallion.
So we didn't have sex.
So you almost had a fall.
Yeah, but
wait, what did you do instead?
I slammed it in the drawer and I went home. And I wanted to go out with her next time. She wouldn't give me the time of day.
Really?
So, apparently, yeah. You're not so great to fool around.
I mean,
with.
I satisfied. No, I satisfied in her. Satisfied her in other ways.
Okay, good.
You know,
apparently, satisfaction is not the word she would use if she wanted nothing to do with you.
No, I don't know, but maybe she felt funny because we just, you know, I really wasn't figuring.
I don't think
was
he
happen.
Loves me. He didn't shoot his load on my thigh.
So, but that girl,
where's
I cared. That
card?
Girl, oh. I cared about and stuff like that. So
I have no
like
issue
that.
With how you treat the ones you care about. I've seen that in action. My issue is how you treat people that you have no regard for at all.
But I mean, would you do the same thing today?
No, I'm married.
Nobody's going to say yes.
And no, I mean, if you weren't married,
probably not.
Why?
Well,
yes, you. I think he would.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
No.
I think he's the same insufferable prick.
No.
Except now he doesn't judge them
but
as harshly because now he thinks fives are tens.
But wait, I want to hear his justification. Because
I am an adult. Well, I was adult then. I was 25, 25 or so.
You knew enough to know right from wrong.
I did not care.
It's not like you were 12 when this was the first time. I thought you'd like it. I didn't know.
12 the first time? Holy shit.
Well, no, not me.
Okay.
No.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I wish. I would have had a lot more sex.
Yeah.
But no, probably I wouldn't do it again.
No.
No.
I don't believe you. If you think, I think if you thought you could get away with it, you would absolutely do it again. If single Joe playing in a band, we'll pretend that.
So bring up the parameter of Joe you're talking about. Are you talking about Mary Joe?
Joe can't get away with that nonsense.
All right, so you're talking about if Joe was single?
Yeah, if Joanne opens up her eyes and goes, you know what?
Beat it,
I could do better. I can get more groceries in this bed without him.
So the parameter is I'm single now and it would be the same.
Single now. Yeah. We'll say that you're in one of the bands. One of the bands is touring up and down the East Coast playing some clubs.
Right.
Or you know what? Or no, not even. You still got your job. You stand up on the weekend.
Hypothetical situation. Going to be on the road doing comedy where the band's on the road. I have to have a fucking day job.
You got a day job situation, but you're a weekend warrior still.
All right.
You're still going away.
I wish you would make it better. Can we? I'm on the. You know what?
No, because I got to keep it as consistent with how you are now as possible.
All right, I got you. All right, and I got to go to the day job.
So it's the same life. There's just no Joanne.
Right.
You're still gigging.
Right, right.
You know, listen, it could even be a chick who wants to get with Santa Claus.
Right, right. Okay. All right, so you got all the gigs.
Yeah. Now, it's not going to be one of the Long Island gigs because he might run into her next week when he's there.
Right. It's something out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's all the parameters?
Yeah.
Do it again. Sure.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But what?
Because he hasn't evolved as a human being.
Oh, that's so Kong-ish. I don't get it.
Are you new?
I know.
You wrote this parameter for me that I'm still in this, you know, I'm not
married. No. The only parameter was you and Joanne are divorced. Everything else is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
All right.
So it would be you without the wife.
Right.
So, but you'd still do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't understand the thinking. I mean, and I understand. I hear what you're saying, Dev, and it's like, it's like a disrespectful act. It's like, why would you have to do that? While she's asleep.
I didn't like spill
because she's not going to sit still while she's awake.
Like I spelled see you soon on her stomach.
Because you couldn't
like
spell it right. You don't need her calling like a really stupid. Your spelling is this bad, really.
See you, son. What?
What are you trying to say? What? I don't mind the jizz, but the incorrect spelling really pisses me off.
But you didn't have enough to spell it out.
My cock doesn't have a spell check on it.
There's the paperclip going, really, cock? No, but that's what I'm saying. He doesn't respect others. He doesn't have respect for himself. That explains a lot of the issues we deal with. It says something about you.
This was a drunken.
But you said you would do it again.
Over 20 years ago, you said you would
do it again. Now, today, if you could.
Well, that's really interesting. Yeah, because it's like, well. I mean, I don't know.
The psychoanalysis of Joe was not on today's prep sheet, by the way.
I know.
You can't lure Kong in with that.
Where were we?
I lured him in under the guise of Boozy or Floozy.
I didn't have protection that night. I didn't think anything was going to happen. So,
But coming is not the issue. The location of where the jizz wound up is the issue.
All right, but you want to know something? She invited me into a room. I had her top off and stuff like that. We did all the horsing around and stuff like that. But she didn't want to. You know, she didn't want to have intercourse.
Uh-huh.
So is this the wedding story?
Yeah. So you want to know something? You got to pay the consequences.
So it's spite. Uh-oh. It was spite jizz. Not only is there no respect, there's spite. But you said you would do it again.
If I was drunk and if I was divorced, I'd probably be a more insensitive prick than I am now.
I find that hard to believe.
So I'm being honest.
No, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. No protection and stuff like that. I'd have to split. I'm never going to see you again. Sure, I leave a surprise.
As a human being, honesty is one of the few redeeming qualities you have, and I respect that. The other thing,
a few.
Well, listen to what we've established. I don't think I'm alone on this path, am I right?
No,
I have the rap of such a bad person.
Because you say it. But it's not a rap. It's who you are. I mean, I love you, but you're an asshole.
I love you, but you're an asshole.
Listen, I say terrible things, but generally I don't do terrible things.
That's true.
I execute.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't have the
balls
that Joe has. Maybe I'm a quitter.
I say and I execute.
Pussy, you just can't follow through.
I don't have the power of my convictions that a Joe Curry has. Maybe Joe is the more admirable human being.
I gotta go find some woman to take a nap here. Let's see what happens.
You put me back in that situation again. Now, yeah. The way I am now, I'm, you know, and like I said, the way it reality is right now, I'm married. I wouldn't even be in that position and stuff
right,
like
right.
that.
No, because your wife's going to tell you to clean it up.
I know, but I wouldn't even do that to my wife. I wouldn't, you know, I would, but if you're talking about that situation, I'm divorced. I'm on the road. I got to go to work, blah, 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 blah. I'm a lonely, nasty, out bitter person at that point.
Okay.
That's the person I would be. I would be bitter.
What do you
divorced.
Mean would be?
But are you
would
saying
be that? Because I would be divorced. I'd be on the, you but, know, but
it's
this chick.
Like, it's not like you're a bag of jelly beans right now.
But this is, I know, but I'm not the queen of the May, but I'm telling you, you're telling me if I was in that situation, yes, bag I would do it again beans. Because
I think,
of the parameters
okay.
of the situation
I
I'm in.
I just think you're a bad human being on a lot of levels.
It's like when I go to the...
Wow, that's pretty, that's kind of overreaching from this one incident, but a bad human being on a lot of levels.
Well, not, I mean, there's a not non-firing of the synapses in the brain that makes think that that type of behavior is acceptable
no.
on any level in
right,
any
let's
circumstance.
Talk,
yeah,
let's
no.
talk about, let's talk about Joe and then the situation you're in. Okay. The situation put me in. I'm going to be gigging at the club this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go to the club. I'm going to hang out with the guys. I'm going to do my set, hang out. Laugh. I'm going to go home. I'm going to pick up Doritos and I'm going to go home, you know, and then go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, hang on my wife. All right. Now, this is the
by the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but just remind me of this when I give the stations the summary of this show. You know, Joe marks his territory.
No, you can have that thigh. That thigh I can take. I just.
Yeah, it's not my territory, damn it.
Go on.
<I'm> sorry. So. That's me when I go to the club. Hang out, have a drink, you know, bullshit with the fans, come out, you know, and you know, then go home. All right. If I was divorced Joe and stuff like that, I would be trolling for any chick out there.
Yeah.
And trying to get her back to my place, her place.
But that's not the issue I have with it. I have no issue with you being a male slut. I don't care.
All right.
Yeah, go get laid.
I mean, and now people would argue that there's a certain lack of respect for yourself in that situation. I'm not going to make that lack of respect.
No. You know what?
He's in the hunting mode.
Yeah.
Now, I have no issue with you trying to get as much poontang as you can.
Go for
right.
it.
My issue is the fact that you need to fucking wait till somebody's unconscious for you to fucking put your DNA on
but
their body.
But you gotta understand, I was drunk off my wheels. How many times have you looked back at things you've done when you're drunk and go, what the fuck was I thinking?
Not very often.
Not very often?
No.
I don't lose control.
Yeah. No,
I'm
you
very,
don't get
I'm
drunk
very
to the point of, like, losing it.
No, I'm
very
in control of myself. I can count the times where I've been drunk. But we've discussed this. I'm not a big drinker. I don't like the feeling of it.
Well, I am, and I love it.
I know, but it may, but look what you're doing. You're saying, well, it may well the alcohol made you do that. No, the alcohol didn't make you do that. That's in your person to do something like that.
But the alcohol is influencing your personality. You know, your personality.
It's just letting you do what you want to do.
No, it makes you lose all inhibitions and like your normal
yes.
self.
Right, exactly.
Your normal self would not do. That
right
when you're
because
drunk,
he's different. The normal self is afraid of the repercussions.
Well,
drunk self was like, well, this seems like a good idea.
Well,
repercussions would have repercussions would have had
if you were sober.
Oh,
if she woke up and found that you'd done that
also,
on her while she was asleep.
Also, if you if you didn't have the crutch of alcohol, maybe guilt.
Yeah.
About doing that to somebody? Because you're not the prick you are in this story, usually.
Yeah.
I mean, I think on some level, so you're saying, well, I was drunk, it's okay. If you don't have that crutch, you know, maybe go, you know what, this was really terrible what I did to this person.
See, personally, I don't believe
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
personally,
you know what?
I don't believe that being drunk is the excuse.
I'm with you.
Because I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, well, I did this horrendous thing, but I was drunk. Now, yes. That's what happened, and that's what put you in that position to do it. But it doesn't excuse your behavior.
I know, but if I was sober, I'd be like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, but you're using the alcohol as like, "Well, I was drunk."
That was the case because if I was sober, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But there's a part of you. There's still a part of you in your body, in your makeup. There's a part of you, whether you're drunk or not, that says, "Oh, I can do this." But there's a part of your body that
it's called inhibitions. So when those inhibitions are down,
but I don't even have that desire.
You know what?
I shouldn't say I don't have that desire. I haven't come across that desire yet.
You want to know something? I've heard about
your.
I might.
Deluded, you might find some disturbing things about yourself.
Well, this is why I keep myself sober.
Yes.
but not for nothing.
Thank
I've
you.
Heard
Thank
you've
you
told your antics about your, you know, high school days and your college days. You weren't exactly home reading the Torah yourself, all right?
No, but I wasn't coming on a girl's chicken and making her wake up to a surprise.
But I mean,
you've taken something that's intimate and made it very base.
Yeah, but you know what? You do. You are base when your inhibitions are.
So why not just shit in the bed and call it a day, Joe? Why not just do that too? What's the difference?
You didn't have time.
That's probably
the most honest thing he said.
I didn't have a cup of coffee yet.
But they're akin to the same thing. They're not that far different.
No. Totally different fucking
because
level.
Because if you blast your load in a girl's leg, you would say, you know what? I wanted to have sex. I couldn't, but I was horny, and we were both semi-naked, and I couldn't help myself, and sorry, seeing the funny papers. You shit in a bed. That's disrespect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
No, Kevin.
Like, one thing
like
an
I'm
honor.
Crazy.
Well, it was an honor.
It was an honor for you to jizz on it, like, because I love you.
Not for nothing. Here's a present.
A parting gift. Here's the rice-a-roni.
Two completely different actions. I would be pissed to wake up with somebody's jizz on my leg, but poop in the bed, fucking hunting him down and hurting him.
Now, this was bad.
Why, if it's a hotel room, you don't got to clean up the shit.
No. It's the action. That is beyond the pale. Pooping in the bed, you're dead man.
And this
you're
is
a dead man.
You let the cats do it.
Now, let's
I don't.
Let's bring one.
There are rules in this horde.
Now,
although...
I'm going to bring up one more element to the story. And
okay.
I might
so many layers.
Change my position of what maybe what my actions would be now.
Maybe do it on her back?
Well, no.
So
Superman.
Positions?
That's called Superman.
Superman? Mm-hmm. Do it
was that
back?
One of the questions?
No, that's Superman. That was actually a song I actually mentioned in my act once.
Really?
What happens?
When you come. Sorry, I think when they were asleep and you come on their back, it's called Superman.
Really?
Why?
Why is it Superman?
I don't remember. I can look it up.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Here at Davin's, then we check the facts.
We check the facts.
We don't just send a story out. If somebody's Supermanning, we want to know why.
We need to know why. Why does it have to be on the back of a Superman? What, no,
Supermanning a girl. Hold on. Let's go.
Oh, isn't boy. The internet rule?
I know. You know.
What does it mean to super? Okay. Let's go to wikiAnswers.com.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop the show. Oh. I'm sure a lot of our audience knows, but
yeah,
I'm sure
right
the other
now.
Half wants to know too. So.
Yeah, they're Googling right now.
All right, here we go. Well, this can't be a drink. It refers to a sexual act. It is when a guy ejaculates on a girl's back and her sheets are out over it. Then when she wakes up, the ejaculate would have dried up and the sheets are stuck to her. That's what looks like she's wearing
a cape. I like a cape.
That's right, yeah.
That is so demented.
My girl that night had a super thigh.
thigh of steel.
I was Supergirl.
But here's
Joe came quicker than a speeding bullet.
I left like a train.
He leaped her three chins in a single bound.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Joe's load.
And it's in my eye. Don't
God
look up at the sky.
It's Joe's load.
Da, da, da. Here comes Joe's load.
But here's now here.
It shouldn't have its own theme song.
No, I know. It better not.
Now here's an aspect that
Joe really. Now Joe wants to get into this.
Now I
well,
can't
no, because there's
the
another dynamic.
The
there's another
again.
Dynamic which might change my my opinion of Joe today.
Okay.
Now when this event took place, this was probably 1989,
okay,
90 around that. There was no Facebook. There was no internet. There was no way to put my name in and find me. There was none of that. Okay.
Right.
So Joe Curry, it's just this guy in New York that just blasted a load on my leg and split. Okay.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if I was going to pull that on Facebook, the internet, and then this way, this person can find me. I've got to go to work. Time to change it to the phone booth and be a mild-mannered fence company manager. This is Super Sperm Man. Away!
Fooey!
It's a bird, a plane. Oh, it's something on my knee. Super Sperm Lever. Able to blow loads around all mortal men. Super Roll Finger.
Is that kryptonite? No, it's a tissue.
Yeah, it's a condom.
Stop loads with a little prophylactic.
Disguised as a mild-mannered fence company manager.
Look out, Superman. He's got spermicide.
Superman, what's that tissue? Put that down, Jimmy. What does it smell like? Bleach. I don't know, Jimmy.
Watch out, Superman. There's an angry dragon.
Yes,
that was just Lois.
Lois, what's that stuck to your thigh?
It's a goddamn thing, you motherfucker!
Sorry, Lois.
I'm sorry, Superman, but Spider-Man was just here before you left. He threw his web at me.
I thought it was a web.
Sorry. I thought you liked me when I had my deadly planets in your mouth. Superman, able to shoot foes on the thigh and leave in a single bound.
Superman feels guilty, goes back in time, spins the Earth around so he doesn't shoot the load on the thigh.
Yeah, right. Well, good night. It was a pleasure.
A handshake. Bizarro Superman, where he doesn't leave a load on the whip.
Oh my God, I've got to go to work. She left her thigh exposed. I'll cover it with this sheet. Give her a good night kiss and leave like a gentleman. Shway!
Bunch of assholes. That might be the best stuff too at some point.
I think it will.
This is trash. This is trash talk radio.
Maybe you guys got a point. Sorry, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's just talk between a bunch of white trash. Is what it
you
is.
You want to find somebody talking about cooking? Go to
yeah. If you want to know how to take out stains, don't go to the show. Yeah. We just put them there.
Remember, protein takes out protein.
Get some milk. I shoot it out my nose when I'm at this show.
How about the production on this show? Isn't it?
That's awesome. That's why I was like, put on your phone.
You guys got to keep the phones on. You never know what I'm going to find.
I know.
I'm like, what the hell? I see you guys. I don't have my phones on because I did books.
I know, they're annoying.
I see you guys laugh. I put the thing on. I'm like,
in. Look, if we're laughing and you have your phones on, you're probably the brunt of the joke. Put your phone
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I just said, what in the hell? Oh, yeah, right. Got it.
Well, we should probably move on.
We've done enough here.
Joe's a degenerate. Yeah. We've established that.
Yeah. I was a degenerate. I'm not a degenerate now.
No, because you're married and there's rules.
Yes.
She keeps you. It's like an animal in the zoo.
Yes.
Once you let the animal out of the cage, he's going to start eating people and doing terrible things. Yes. That's you.
We yes. like it that way.
You're civilized now. God forbid if Joanne ever wakes up and realizes the hell she's married to.
I am the civilized docile Joe now.
I wouldn't say docile or civilized.
I wouldn't say docile.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Far
you know, tigers still snap and eat the tree in his hands, you know. God damn it!
Why
keep your hands away from Joe. He's
this reputation
up.
With everybody. I have this reputation with everybody.
It's not a reputation, it's earned.
I'm just a grouchy, nasty person. Why do I have
yes, we will isolate that.
I'm just a grouchy, nasty person.
That's
horseshit.
Listen to Davin's Den, and Joe will tell you what he is. I'm just a grouchy, nasty person.
Actually, that would be a hell of an intro. Is we can say horrible things about ourselves. That's isolated. It's like, and here's Davin. I'm an asshole. It's like, here's Joe.
What we could
I'm
do,
a grouchy, nasty
person. What we could do is like, Joe claims he's a lovely, you know, grouchy, a grouchy, nasty person, and just have a montage of me.
Of you, of
fighting
hate.
With you.
Yeah. Coming on legs.
Well, all the hate.
I came on her leg. Isolate.
Yeah.
You had to see. You know what the funny thing is? You talking about my grouchy temper? You had to see me driving a Santa Claus last month.
Oh.
I'm in my Santa Claus outfit, and this guy cuts me off, and I'm
that's
like,
my sleigh.
And a guy rolls. Hey, what's the matter? I go, fuck you, motherfucker! I'll be dropped out. That's Santa Claus. Die, prick! You slam into a tree. You roll my window.
Somebody's on the naughty list.
Yeah,
Santa Claus. And I go, flipping the bird.
I go,
and everybody as he drives
I'm like,
down the
holy
LIA.
Cow, I'm Santa Claus. I can't. Tell people like, oh,
I'm Santa Claus.
Wait, here's the old one. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Bright on some lady's leg.
Yeah, the bit moved on.
Somebody tried to go back in time. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You're here for empathy.
Oh, no.
You're here because
that's a shame.
You're here because you can read news articles better than Joe.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
These are your
anybody
strengths.
Could.
These are your strengths.
I love you. Stop it. And I would not come on your leg. See what I got?
Thank you, Joe.
That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to her. What's wrong with my leg? Why wouldn't you come on my leg?
My back's okay, but the leg, no.
There's rules.
There's rules.
Angry dragon time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Who's a naughty schoolgirl?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. I see them.
There they are.
All right. The hell was that?
A
little jizz in the nose. Gotta get that
clear. angry dragon.
A little bit of a
there.
Runny nose today.
Well, it's a lubricant. Cox, you're self-lubricating.
Oh, yeah.
Got something in your eye?
Oh, damn it. You know? Yeah.
Very excited to be here. Huddle, huddle. Anyway, all right. Move on with this stupid show. So some people, watch this segue, kids. Some people do not come on legs. Some people come in vaginas.
And there are consequences. There are,
there are, yes, Joe, there are consequences. There are consequences. Sometimes when you finish inside a woman, like God intended.
And she's awake.
Not necessarily, but.
Like decency intended.
So you finish inside a woman, you have yourself a kid.
Yeah.
People, depending on the situation, either you're happy or you're sad. Usually when you're married, you're happy about it.
Yeah.
You're very happy when you have a child.
I suppose.
A lot of people. Especially if it's your first child.
Okay, yeah.
Well, this story takes place in China. Man and woman, good-looking couple.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
Okay.
Very ugly daughter.
Oh.
Very ugly daughter.
Oh, me skite.
The man became incensed. He's like, look at me. I'm an attractive man.
Right.
Look at you. You're an attractive woman. Or are you? Because it turns out she had a lot of work done. She wasn't attractive when God made her.
She was a monster.
She was unfinished. She was the type of girl Joe would jizz on.
And probably did. That might be your kid.
Look at Joe trying to read. It's so cute.
No, I'm not trying to read. No, I'm actually looking at the before picture and wondering if I would nail her.
Well, of course you would.
Oh, can I see that picture again? Oh. Ooh, that's painful.
That looks like a young boy.
No, it looks like her face is like slightly melted.
But you see the people that did the work.
But you know what? It's now in defense of this hose beast.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not the most.
I'm sure there is little.
I'm sure it's not the most flattering beforehand picture you could find.
Oh no, probably
she's got no makeup on. You know, yeah. She's Asian, so she probably ran into a wall. That's why she has the flat face.
Oh jeez. Yeah.
See, I say terrible things, yes. But I would never throw an Asian.
And they made her eyes round.
No, you wouldn't.
They rounded her eyes.
That's very popular surgery.
Oh, really?
Asia. Yes.
Yeah.
Really? When I work for these Taiwanese people.
Yeah, round eye.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
As opposed to brown eye.
I have big eyes.
Really?
And yeah, I do. Look at them. Hmm. But the Taiwanese people that I worked for, they told me that the woman told me that was very popular surgery and that she was thinking about going for it because she had had a couple of friends and family members that had gone for this. Our eye shape is called occidental, and that's a very popular surgery, is to make them rounder. They think that's very attractive.
Wow.
Well, who can blame them? We're very attractive people.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they have this ugly baby.
Oh, boy.
The man doesn't think it could be his. Look at me. Look at you. You're hot. Turns out, you weren't always hot.
Oops.
He found the before pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Before he met her, she was gross, in his opinion. Not my opinion. I don't care.
No.
So he goes to court.
She's pretty fucking ugly.
She's very, very plain.
Her name should have been Me No Fuck.
She's not really ugly. She's just very plain, in my opinion.
Nah, she's ugly.
You think?
Yeah.
You endure her?
No. Well, if I had...
If her leg was open.
Instead of sake and me.
That's Japanese.
Yeah.
Not Chinese.
Well, but maybe I was traveling. I just came home. Maybe I met her at a port. Never mind.
Any port in a storm, I guess.
He stopped at the duty free. Got some sake.
So he goes to court. He goes, hey, this is not the person I married. I've been lying to. It's a Shonda.
Oh, wow.
It was Jewish and Chinese. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wait a minute.
He goes to court. He said, I've been duped.
Yeah.
Judge rules with him. Got like, what is it, like $200,000?
Something like that,
That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Well, I don't know.
$120,000.
What, right. Because it's fraud?
That's what they're saying.
If you show up looking like a lot prettier than you were as you were born, you know, because you had surgery, that's committing fraud.
But under the illusion that he was marrying this attractive woman and starting a family, I guess, guess people, when you do look at somebody, hey, we're going to have good looking kids.
Yeah, but do they not understand genetics and it doesn't work that
but
way?
But he didn't know her genetics.
But you want to know
you got a better shot.
You do,
but
it's
when
not
he
100%.
Met her, when he met her, I'm obviously it was after she had the plastic surgery.
Clearly.
So why should he bring, you know, that's kind of her business. If she looks pretty now, you know, why would she even bring up the fact that she, you know, she had
so all you, so you you wouldn't if you were if Joanne if Joanne didn't, was not as pretty as she is now,
right?
And it turns out she was really ugly,
right?
and you found out later, you guys are already having problems. Mm-hmm. But would you feel lied to?
No.
Really?
No, because I fell in love with the person the way that person was when I met, you know. I didn't fall in love with the person that was before the surgery. I fell in love with the person after they had the surgery. So if the way she looked before the surgery really has no indication of our relationship.
That's true, but it's also, this is an incredibly superficial thing that he's saying, that I thought that you would be good genetic material to make babies with.
Oh, it's absolutely you know, superficial.
Just because what you look like.
And it's amazing, you know, I guess the Chinese have, you know, it's obviously a cultural thing, you know, where the Chinese look at things a certain, you know, different way that we do.
Well, do they still, I'm sorry.
I don't know, I don't think this is a Chinese thing.
Well, do they still have the restriction that they can only have one child?
I don't know. I mean, listen, the guy's a two-time loser. He's got a daughter, and it's ugly. I mean, in China, that's a non-starter. don't they just put the Chinese women out to the river and stone them or something?
They put them on top of mountaintops and let them die of exposure.
And maybe that's what his argument should be.
Oh, you know, it's like, oh, this one ugly. Bring to the top of the mountain to die. Now, you know what? I understand that they're overpopulated, but the whole idea of saying you can only have one, and if you screw up that one.
We're not talking you screw up that one. Again.
And one of the things was is duping him into thinking she was beautiful. She was beautiful. She wasn't wearing a mask.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
He wasn't duped. She was. She had the plastic surgery done. It's nothing she's taking off. She is beautiful.
I mean, unless he specifically said, I am marrying you because you are beautiful and that our genes will make beautiful children, then if that was the premise of the marriage, like, I'm marrying you to make beautiful babies, then she did commit fraud because she didn't explain that genetically she doesn't look like
but
that.
But maybe he's having a hard time, even though she's still the pretty girl.
Yeah.
Post. Maybe he's having a hard time looking at her that way now. Maybe it is a trust thing. You know, you do think you've revealed everything about it yourself.
Yes.
Before you get married. Hey, I used to be fat. Right. Now I'm in shape and everything.
Right.
I mean, there is an argument to be made that she should have been a little bit more honest.
She should have been.
She should have revealed this. Hey, you know, we're in love and everything. You know, I'm so happy I met you. You know, I wasn't always as pretty, you know, because she probably has insecurities.
Sure. Sure. So. Yeah.
He's a superficial dick.
Yeah.
But she's disingenuous.
In that way, she did hold back. But the other thing is...
Well, with that face, who can blame her?
He would have held back, too. But the thing is that I think the judge is wrong, because with genetics, it's a lottery. And it's not just necessarily that you're going to get all of the attractive traits of both parents. You could get the ugly traits of both parents and some, you know, underlying, you know, like less dominant traits, you know, like how many families have had somebody like all of a sudden you have the kid with the red hair? Where the hell did this come from?
Yeah. And also the judge is pretty much absolving the man of his DNA.
Yes.
Like all the ugly came from the woman.
Right.
Right.
Like now your DNA had nothing to do with this.
No.
So that's where there's a little weakness in this decision.
And any judge worth his weight, it would say, was the baby healthy? Yeah, the baby's healthy. Get out of my court.
Right.
Get out of my court.
Right. Get the fuck out of here.
You've got to help. You know how many people have, you know, kids, you know, with all sorts of horrible diseases?
Yeah.
And you have a healthy bit and you're complaining it's ugly? You're an asshole. Get out of my court.
Thank you.
Do you admire the man's honesty for saying, hey, my kid's ugly? Because a lot of people are in denial about their kids.
No, I don't admire his honesty, because he's making his whole, it seems like he's judging her solely on looks. And no.
Yeah, we really don't know the relationship between the man and his daughter.
No, we
don't. And what's going to happen going forward.
But how good could it be if he's going, ah, you're ugly, I sue your mother.
And
you
actually,
know, I mean, that's like a joke.
All right, I'm gonna get ready to jump back in the barrel here.
All right, should we get some pillows, or are you just gonna go on the barbed wire?
No, I'm just gonna jump right down.
Do you
really
want some
quick
sandpaper to make
like
sure?
Pip, scooch over. I don't want him to land on you.
I'm still in.
No, you're not in, but you live there.
I do.
My mother told me I was an ugly baby. I remember one
time
I told
her. She's a very honest woman. That is a terrible thing.
I asked my mom, I go, was I a pretty baby? She goes, no, you look like a baboon. I cried for days when I saw.
I'm sorry, Joe, but
that's terrible.
Joe, I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine and slap your mother.
No.
No, right now I do.
Or slap Joe in his face. No, that's the baboon's ass.
Well, I grew out of it. I hope.
Yeah,
Well, let's not go that far. But honestly, as a parent.
My mother was very brutally honest about stuff.
No, but it's sad.
Listen, you got to be honest with your kid. But you don't have to tear apart. You don't have to tear them down like that.
No.
Especially in something that cannot be especially when you were growing up, cannot be improved upon.
Right. Yeah. You can't help what you look like coming out of the,
that's,
the squish.
Sure, I hate to say it's your beloved mom, but that's brutal, dude.
That is brutally honest.
Yeah, that's malicious. That's mean.
It's mean.
There's nothing really positive. I mean, how's that conversation? Did you ask, was I a beautiful baby?
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, was I a pretty baby? She goes, no, God, I cried for weeks. You were an ugly baby.
Well,
she shouldn't have asked, stupid.
You got a mirror.
She goes, you grew out of it, though. So, you know, she didn't.
Okay. Well, you were large then. You could hurt her.
No.
So after she put lye in your drink, she put a maraschino cherry in it.
Yeah, right. No,
yeah,
no.
Ouch.
No, my mother loved me very, very much.
I know. I'm sure she did, but that sometimes I mean, I have a problem with complete, complete brutal honesty. I don't subscribe to that.
No, me and my wife are very realistic.
I subscribe to brutal. Hey, it's the latest edition of Brutal Honesty. Fuck you. Yeah. You're stupid.
I thought that's what this show is.
Yes.
No, I mean, me and my wife are very honest about our daughter, our assessment of our daughter.
Yeah.
Between each other.
Yes.
What we talk about is between us, whether it be appearance or otherwise or anything.
Yeah.
But when it comes to her,
what you share with her,
yeah, you would never say something like you got to build them up, but at the same time, not build them up to the level where you go, your shit doesn't stink,
right?
There's a balance you can
do. Right.
You know, it's tough love. Like for instance, karate, it's success martial arts.
Yeah,
if she's getting housed at something, if she's not doing well,
yeah.
I know it's something that she can improve upon,
right?
And I know why she's not doing well, so I'm not going to sit there and go, no, you did great. I'm going to be like, no, you lost that sparring round because you weren't applying what sensei told you. You forgot to block. You didn't use your kicks or your punches.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's something it could do. Now, you know, the hard part is, God forbid somebody comes home and says, and this, I'm sure it's going to happen. Kids are mean.
Yeah.
You know, you're ugly. Blah, blah, blah. Now I got to sit down with her and not that she's not an ugly
No,
kid.
She's, no, just she's not. Girl, yeah.
No, but I got to sit there. You got to build them up. You really got to approach what's wrong with that person to say something like that.
Yes.
You got to take the focus, I think, off of,
the assessment.
Yeah, exactly. And go, what's wrong with them and why would they say something like that?
Yes.
And they have circumstances in their life that makes them say these things. I mean, it's a fine balance. Parenting is not a
no,
easy
it's not
thing.
Easy job. Yeah.
Thank God we have my wife because we'd be fucking doomed.
Oh, my God, that poor little girl.
I actually think we're doing a pretty good job with her.
I think
Yeah, I do too.
By all evaluations from her report cards and everything, she's like, she's a delight in school and she got like another star in the beginning of the year. Sensei Russ from Success Martial Arts, he gave all the students homework that if somebody was picking on another person,
right,
that the students of Success Martial Arts stick up for them.
Good.
And not let it go on.
I like that.
My daughter's in the first grade, so they were picking on this one girl who's my daughter's not a huge fan of.
Right.
But they were picking on calling her stupid and everything. And
isn't it horrible when people just sit there and call you stupid all the time?
Yeah.
Never happens. I don't put myself in those situations. Now, you on the other hand.
Have your daughter come down here and hang out during the show. And go hit daddy.
Roundhouse him.
When I call somebody stupid, I'm taking a page out of Mrs. Curry's book and using brutal honesty. I fucking lost my train of thought.
Don't
I have enough distractions? So they go to my daughter, don't you think this girl is stupid? And my daughter goes, no, I don't think she's stupid, and it's not very nice of you to say that and everything. So she stood up for this girl who she's not really a big fan of to her friend.
That's really cool.
It's very cool.
Very excited. And so she got Sensei's been having some personal situations that he's had to take care of. So we haven't seen him as much as we normally did, but she saw him last week and she got another red star. She got like 3 red stars on her gi for like good things. She can't fucking get another belt because she doesn't practice her damn form. But she's kicking ass with stars and good deeds and everything.
Good.
But you know, I was very proud of her that, you know, we worry with my daughter because she's a nice kid.
Yeah.
We worry that she's going to get taken advantage of and everything. Mm-hmm. So far it doesn't seem that way.
Good.
Because I mean, you guys have seen me with her. I also employ some tough love with her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
and she's got daddy's DNA, so I don't think she'll be taken, you know, from a ride.
No, I think she's going to be a straight shooter, and you're very realistic. I mean, I wouldn't say what you do.
I keep thinking this is going to be something.
I'm sorry, if I could just see them, you know, she starts a Kool-Aid stand with another little girl, and she's got the contract.
And what's wrong with that,
you
Joe?
You're peeking out the window going, here's my girl.
There comes Joe pulling up to do a shift. Now, Joe, you listen to what Skylar tells you.
Yes,
she's
ma'am.
Your boss. Boss, I don't want to hear you're doing it wrong.
Right, I was like, stupid. Joe, we got to try.
There's Joe horsing around on the computer. Skylar scooches him over, fixes it for her.
It's like,
hey, if she can fix it, yeah. More power to
Joe,
it.
Joe, we got to charge more. You know how much overhead we have. That's very funny.
My daughter's selling like T-shirts and everything. Joe's mocking it, going home broke again.
It's like a home with dignity.
And a big bag of Doritos.
They got to go to another Kool-Aid stand. Joe climbs on her handlebars.
They argue the whole way. Yeah.
Joe's reading street signs like he always does.
I think Joe and I would actually be very compatible travel buddies because I have the same problems.
That's a bad problem.
I recommend the two of you going on a long trip together.
I think that would be hilarious.
He will yell at me and he'll go, will you stop doing that? I go, dude,
I don't yell at you. I tell you once.
It is aggravating, and I know it's aggravating, and I catch myself.
But are you reading ones that you think are funny or just reading?
No, everyone that comes by. Not like, hey, there's Coxsackie. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, right.
No, every fucking town.
Because it's a long trip, you're bored, you're like, Snydersville. And
make the trip go quicker.
And I'm like, why? Who gives a shit? I'm not saying it's great. I'm the first to admit. It really is like a bad habit I have.
That's so funny. That's like little kids when they learn how to read. They're reading.
It's the same thing. Oh. Joe's learning.
Well, I would tell you a story. I was traveling with my parents. We're going down to North Carolina, uh-huh. And we're in a car and we're going down the highway. You know, doing 65, 70, and the little white lines in the road. For some reason, I thought were called fucks. So that's I don't know why. Probably because my father was cursing at a motorist or something like that. I'm in the back seat. My mother and father are in the front seat. My father's gunning it, right? And I'm looking at the white lines going away. I'm going fuck, 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 fuck. All of a sudden, I see the back of my father's head coming across the back seat. And, why did you hit me? You can't say that. I thought you were called fucks. An explanation.
Well, you know what? It's almost like the sound that the car makes when it's going over the striated roads that if you go off the side when you're sleeping, it wakes you up.
Yeah, it's called a comedian's alarm clock.
Yeah, yes.
How they call it.
Yeah.
You're also here for your vocabulary. Add that to your repertoire.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
She adds things to the show.
Yes.
Not humor, but other important things that keep the glue to the show together.
My vocabulary.
Yes. Oh, striated, an excellent word.
Oh, thank you. I'm very proud of it.
Should be. Probably didn't have a lot of dates, but you were very smart back in school.
That's true.
I better learn how to spell and vocabulary. That's going to be important in the brave new world. Nobody saw spell check coming.
No, I know.
Or e-dictionary.
I never saw that anyway.
I wasted time on all these skills I don't need.
Well, now we're taking advantage of these skills.
Oh, thank you. Yes, please take advantage of me.
I almost grabbed your furry boot. I thought it was the cat for a second. I almost gave you a coochie coo.
You're an asshole. Kong like furry leg. Mount leg.
I always wanted furry boots like this. Really tiny.
It was the damn cat.
That's not why I wanted them. I didn't want Kong stroking my feet.
Yeah.
Well, there are places in the world where you could actually pay for somebody like Kong to stroke your feet or anything else.
Oh, all kinds of things. Yeah. But where are you talking about?
You could do this in a. Now they have these drive-in boxes. So to speak.
Hey, wait a minute now. Driving box.
Yeah, where is this from? Sweden?
Switzerland.
I get them confused. I know people are very white.
You know what? I do too. All
right, let's see what this is.
You know, it's like
stop talking.
Sorry.
A whole new definition of drive-in in Switzerland will begin next year. And no, we're not talking about a fast food restaurant. Voters in Zurich approved drive-in sex booths to help make the sex industry safer and more regulated. Here's ABC. The booths will be outfitted with parking spaces, alarm buttons, and an on-site counselor. Beginning in January, sex workers will also have to apply for a license, register with a health insurer, and purchase a ticket each night for approximately $5 before they begin soliciting customers. So clients will be able to drive their cars into the sex booths instead of picking up prostitutes on the street. The local notes, politicians, police, social workers, and members of the public have all raised concerns about unregulated prostitution in the city center, which they say has led to
to sex trafficking, safety issues, and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. The Daily Mail spoke with Zurich's social welfare department about the new booths. Now we are going to change this, transfer it from the street, from a public to a private space, to an old industrial area which belongs to the city that gives us the possibility to define the rules of prostitution in this space. The plan will enter full force starting in 2013. For Newsy, I'm Logan.
Listen, I'm a big fan of legalized and regulated prostitution.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. That's what I stand behind. So should you.
That's your platform.
No, I mean, you don't?
Oh, yeah. No, I do.
Of course you do. See? How's it feel? How's it feel?
How does it feel specifically?
Depends how much you pay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why we don't have it. Joe, what do you think?
I would say they should have some regulation to it.
Then you could pay to come on the
like what?
That's a foul. That's going to be an extra $20.
You know,
so you're like, you know, the places that have fast food, you know, in New York, you have to have the calories listed. You want to have like a menu?
Well, Joe doesn't worry about calories. It never winds up in the mouth. Always on the leg.
Not in his.
Well.
Well.
It's compound party.
There could be splashback.
Nah. Splashback.
But I like the way
you. The worst ride ever.
But I like this the way they figure it out. They say, well, you know, prostitution is legal, but we don't want people seeing this, so we'll build this big box for them to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're already going to be coming in a box, so they might as well drive right in.
But how do you explain that?
I think they should name it Box in a Box.
Box in a Box!
That's what they should.
Awesome!
That's
what, box in a box.
That's what they should call this whole program. It's Box in a Box.
Box in a Box.
Get a six-pack, get a free toy.
But yeah, I don't want to think about the children's meal.
They regulate this pretty good.
What, Joe?
Well, working with, you know, they regulate this pretty good. The woman working in the boxes will be required to take out medical insurance, almost like what Obama's doing. So it's good.
Okay.
And pay for a license fee and audit additionally each night they work. They will need to insert 5 Swiss francs into a machine.
I think they got a fucking vending machine.
Yeah, I know.
As people
slots for sluts.
Yeah. Insert 5 Swiss francs. They're getting Swiss francs inserted into them.
But what about the drive-up component of this thing? I think that's the interesting thing.
It looked like the picture that I saw online looked like sort of like a cargo box without a roof.
Yeah.
And you just drive in.
And the girl comes. The girl does what she's going to do in the car. It's really funny.
Well, can you have a drive-through? You know, as you're waiting to go in. May I help you? I'll have a blowjob. touch my balls.
Would you like a side of fries with that?
Yeah.
Will this be supersized? No.
No.
I'll have a side of KY. You know, I mean, I think this is a great idea. Because,
really?
Yes, if it's legal anyway, and people are just sick of seeing it on their own, like, neighborhoods or, you know, in, like, respectable family areas, have a designated area where people can go and do what they're going to do anyway.
But that, they have them. It's called whorehouses.
Yeah, I know, but this is...
I prefer a brothel to this thing. This is.
Do you? You think this is more...
Well, on a personal experience.
it's more seedy in a car?
Yeah, I do.
But it's
cheaper. There's a lot more components too about this. For instance, like say if you like bigger women,
yeah,
you can't drive up in your Prius. I mean, you know,
plan ahead, stupid.
Like if you like one of these BBWs or something,
well
yeah,
then you got to go to
a van.
But that's a gas guzzler.
And she's a gas guzzler.
I think they're catering to people pretty well here. I think you know if that's the case, either go to a brothel or buy a minivan or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know what? It's amazing.
Yeah, but if you got a wife and kid, you don't really want to bring the whore into the minivan.
not unless you're going to...
Why is there jizz on the baby seat?
Yeah. Oh!
Honey, how come
Joe is here. He was left.
Oh, that's awful.
How come every Sunday you get the car detailed, honey? What is that about? I'm just very anal. Or I like anal. I mean, I got anal. Whatever. I think it's a great idea. Imagine what a boon this would be for horny teenagers that have no place to go. You get in the car. You're afraid that the cops are going to come over and knock on the window or something. For 5 francs, you can go and bone as much as you want. In the privacy of your own car, and right?
This
would be a boon.
Teenagers who can't afford gas money, you think they're going to pay for this?
Yes.
Well, they can't afford a room.
They'll figure it out.
And it's like, yes. I mean, if you're, you know, driving.
So you want teenagers to start going to professionals?
No, not to professionals. They could just use the space.
They do that as it is. No, they can't. I don't think you could just use the space. I think you have
to. No, that's an office. You just can't go into somebody's office and start working there.
very good point, Joe.
Shoving the stuff off the desk, start boning on their
they
desk.
Rented that empty space for that empty space.
That's right. That's right.
Point, oh, Joe. Okay. So it can only be for the prostitutes. But I think it would be an awesome thing to have just in general. For, you know,
would you want that built in your neighborhood? We can't even get a nuclear plant. You want a bunch of skanks fucking around the corner?
Let's say for the nuclear plant.
Shit, I'm building it next to my house. I want to make a profit.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a profit.
I'm renting out my garage.
You put the thing in the industrial.
Is that what you call that thing?
Yeah.
Realistically,
no, it's I want to clean out that garage.
Oh, God.
You put the thing in the industrial section, like where they put all the porn shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, have it there.
In a commercial zone only.
Thanks for some planning and engineering. Now we know where to go.
I could be a city planner.
I was just going to say.
It's the most lucid thing you've said in 2 years of doing this show. Finally, some conviction behind your words.
The city will be calling.
Thinking.
I think
he's not all just coming on your leg, people.
It's not all just that. No, I think it's a great idea to have someplace for them to go and earn their trade, which has been legalized.
You know what? I guess if you want a quickie, it's fine.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. And then make it, they're paying taxes and stuff like that, you know, they're contributing.
And they're, you know,
apparently it's not hurting small business, Joe.
No.
And you have, and if it's
all the mom and pop whorehouses.
A lot of the things that the mom and pop whorehouses.
Damn you, Obama, we had to close down 3 slut factories. Yeah. You're killing our business.
our jizzness.
Come again.
Yeah, you're going to get angry dragon whether you want it or not.
Oh, great. Something to look forward to for later. One of the things that I think this would be good for is that if you legalize prostitution, a lot of things that come part and parcel with prostitution are disease because they can't go and get like health insurance.
Well, they've regulated porn in our country.
Yeah, I know. But also, if the women can work for themselves, they don't have to worry about having some kind of pimp and being smacked around. They're not in such a degraded
space. I don't know if the pimp's eliminated. Somebody's got to run the garage.
No. If it's a business where the garage is there and you just have to put in 5 francs, fuck it. Who needs?
No. There's still got to be security and everything. There's still overhead.
What they do is they probably pool their money.
Yeah.
And they probably pay pay into the pool to
so
have the person
questions.
Running it.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you got to keep the space clean, and I'm not talking about the one and the woman.
There's got to be a squeegee guy, a sploosh mop guy there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm picturing? When I saw the picture of this bay area, I pictured those do-it-yourself car washes where you
That's
put
the
in
way
the money.
You should set,
it's just like the splooge.
You set it up. You have a guy
in
there. After the car pulls out, there should be like a little
hose it down.
After the car pulls out?
After he pulls out.
You pull out. But this should
here comes
like,
my Kia.
Like a big grate that they have, and you hose it down. Everything goes into the grate, you know, next.
There you go.
And shoot it down with bleach.
Into the grate. Yeah. There's fish walking around with Joe's head.
Shoot it down. Somebody's next. Pull it, chief.
You're ruining all the love of prostitution.
Yeah, sorry.
Here's a bunch of guys with rags, like, just like kind of like drying you off when you're walking out. You don't like the guys with rags drying you off?
I don't want anybody with rags drying me off.
Sounds fun to me.
Mm. All right, let's keep it in Europe because they got a lot of issues over there.
I know, but I think it's a great idea.
Germany has decided to reinstate the bestiality laws.
Because this is something you have to tell people.
Well, here's what's going on.
Reinstate.
Let me get to the
reinstate.
Story.
I know.
Reinstate.
They were off the books in, funny it should be the year, 1969.
Uh-huh.
So what's going on? That's the fucking year. Don't puddle me.
I'm reading the story.
Good. Read quietly. Joe's lips are still moving. It's funny. Do you need help with that big word? Pip, help him. It's goat, Thumb. Joe. It's goat.
Goat.
So they got these brothels, if you will, farms for animals where people can come. You can pay to have sex with animals, and these animals are trained to have sex, and this is apparently becoming quite the epidemic in Germany, where the German government's like, you know what? We got an issue here. We probably got to make this illegal.
And the proposed law would also ban the pimping of animals to others. Now, could you see some guy dressed like a pimp bringing a fucking sheep down the street? Come on, get your ass down here. Go fucking in here. Get me on down here.
This is just, I know that this happens, but the fact that people would actually have animals and then have people pay them to have sex with their animals is
feed ain't gonna pay for itself.
See somebody with a 6-foot ladder. What's that for? Somebody wants to fuck the giraffe today.
Just horrible. horrible.
Why is he taking 2 hours to milk the cow? I don't understand.
Really?
All right.
So that's not milk.
No. Do you guys know anybody who's had sex with an animal?
Me, back in that when I was telling the story.
No, that was the woman who I was having sex with the animal.
Well, then
do you know anybody who's had sex with an animal?
No, not knowingly. I mean, not. I don't know.
Wait, did the dog sneak up on him? I didn't know.
I didn't know. It was a surprise attack. Yeah. You always have to watch for those German shepherds.
I remember in high school there was a story about a very unpopular girl.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
But, you know, one of these stories, she put, like, a tuna fish on her area and had the cat,
lick
you know,
it off.
In that area, why do you need tuna? It's already there.
It's a hot, so the mask, the smell doesn't, I don't know, Joe. Because that's what cats like.
Okay. Bye, kitty cat.
Completely unfeasible.
Why is that?
Because if you put food on your finger and you held it out to a cat,
Is this foreplay?
No. But, you know, it's like if you're eating something that the cat likes, you put a little bit on your finger.
Well, maybe the cat was eating something that he liked.
Yeah, but you know what? The biting instinct comes in.
No, they don't
bite.
Cats can be very gentle.
If you have like a piece of chicken and you hand them to them, they're gonna lick it and smell it, and then they're gonna bite. So it's like if you had
See my cat when I give him a piece of, you hold it flat. I don't know if you can do that with a vagina. I haven't held one flat in my hand in a while. But if you hold it, no, they can lick.
Your cat's perfect for oral.
That's what I'm saying.
So maybe if
yes, Joe, thank you. Yeah. Isolate that. So your cat's perfect for oral. Now we get away from the man.
Yeah, we're backing up our chairs right now.
Keep your paws away from him. He might finish. You'll have matted fur.
Keep your goddamn hands off my boots.
Keep your paws off her paws.
No. All right. Maybe if we're talking about like tuna fish juice and it was like licked, but actual tuna fish, no, there would be chomping and biting and no, completely.
Some people like a little nibble.
Oh, no. Oh my God. Cat teeth biting there.
No, I'm just saying, you know, human teeth.
People. My cats have by accident bitten the fuck out of me or scratched me. It's like, you don't want anything near your private area with like a cat. They will. Oh, God.
Or a drunken Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
The cat might be the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
At least
stretched.
The cat has the good decency to fucking leave while you're awake.
See the cat walk out of the bedroom, give me a dirty look.
Really? Give me a dirty look. No, I think it's horrifying that they have to like tell people, no, you're not allowed to have sex with animals. You animals.
Well, this is not the first time we've heard about this in Germany.
I know.
Why do these issues keep on happening in Germany?
Because they were beaten people, I guess.
They were beaten people?
It's not just Germany,
I blame
though.
The Jews.
No. I mean, you hear anecdotal stories about people on farms.
No, but we've talked over the history of the show.
Yeah.
And we've done this with Germany quite a few times.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a distinct predilection for just them, or maybe it's just coming.
Well, they like
them.
Or there are people that like order. You can tell an animal what to do. A woman ain't gonna listen.
No, that's true.
So so what's more objectionable, human prostitution or animal prostitution?
That's a question.
I believe I phrased it as an interrogative statement. Yes.
All right.
You're not the only one.
I would hazard
keywords.
A guess to your interrogative nice. Question that having sex animal prostitution is a worse thing.
No. Like no, which is as an experience for you, the consumer, Joe. I'm talking about which
the
is
consumer
worse.
Once again.
I know.
I'm talking about as a society. What's more objectionable?
Once again.
Why?
Because you're screwing an animal.
But forget about how the animal feels about it.
I can't.
Joe seems to have no problem doing it.
Yeah. I can't forget.
Really? This is where you're going to take your moral stand?
Yes.
Wow. Holy shit. You know you're a deviant when Curry goes, I wouldn't even do that.
I'm talking about screwing a sheep or a chicken or a goat or something like that.
Whereas opposed to a human being, you'll be foul and slink out the back door.
Yeah, but at least it's a human being.
Yeah.
So you value an animal's life more than a human's.
I value an animal.
No, you value a human being's life more than an animal's life more than a human. You're more concerned with how an animal feels than how a human feels.
No, I'm concerned that I'm doing a depraved act.
You already did a depraved act. We've established that in the first hour of the show. That's
not depraved.
Well, he's got levels of depravity.
But
that's
not what I'm saying. But if you peel away the onion, you get he values. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying in analysis, he values an animal's life. more than a human's.
No, maybe he's just disgusted by
the idea.
No, because
one is a human and one is an animal.
But you're willing to treat a human worse than an animal.
You go to a prostitute, okay? The prostitute knows that you're giving it money. The prostitute knows what's going on. The prostitute knows what you're doing to it.
Yeah.
Okay? You go to an animal. An animal doesn't know what the hell you're doing to it.
Maybe he does. Pavlovian theory. Oh, Mr. Johnson's coming here. Better get to licking. Animals know when you're going to feed them. Like, I go up to my fish tank.
Yeah.
The fish
oil.
They know. They know certain things.
Yeah, but they go away from the they go the other side of the tank where they see you coming when you're going to fuck them. And I
how do you know I'm
stop.
Not very good at fucking?
In the castle, in the castle, in the castle, in the castle.
Everybody in. Everybody in. Here comes stupid.
I can't fit in the castle. Behind the kelp. Behind the kelp.
They're going to be shuffling over his pants around his ankles. Wants to fuck us. Send out the catfish. He's got the biggest sucker. His whiskers tickle
whiskers
my balls.
Oh, God. I was just going to say the whiskers tickle. Jesus Christ.
This is disgusting.
This is disgusting.
Here was what I found one of the most interesting things about this story. And there's many interesting things.
Yeah, there are a lot of elements.
And I, you know what? I do think it is worse on some level, animals. I think so.
You do. Why do you
came
think
to that,
that
conclusion?
Well, I'm not taking no comfort that you agree. No, but, it's the same argument. They don't really have a choice. Although people, humans are sold into sexual slavery, and they don't have a choice either.
They are,
but they're humans.
But right, but they don't have a choice either.
Right, but if we're distinguishing between prostitutes / sex workers versus people sold into the sex trade.
Those people are prostitutes.
Some of them
too.
Are.
You don't really get to see the prostitutes' papers when you're fucking them. You don't get to see their origin. Well, how did you come to this line?
I would demand that.
I mean,
I want a certificate of authenticity. You want to fuck me, right?
Well, no, it's like, all right, well, listen, we know there's daddy issues. Let's move past that.
Yeah. No, but it's like, were you thrown on a cargo ship and brought here is what I want to know.
Yeah.
I have standards, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. So here's my issue. I didn't know this. I learned this. Maybe it's valuable information. Maybe it's something I never should have learned. You can train animals to have sex with people. Who knew this? I didn't know there was training.
Really?
I'm sorry.
I didn't know.
This.
You knew, Joe?
No.
But they said they train the animals.
Oh, God. I'm sorry I know this now.
Did you guys know?
No. No. I mean, it makes sense, but it's a horrible thing.
All right, lie on your back. Lie on your back. Spread your hooves. Spread your hooves.
Spread your hooves. Think of England.
So do you think animal pimps are like doing what human pimps doing, like sampling the goods before they let them out for the general public?
You know what? If I don't know if it's just a straight business thing or a kink thing for those people. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, the same thing is true of, people who are drug dealers, some of them take the product, some of them believe that's the worst thing that you can do. So who knows? But some of them probably do.
So you're into this animal sex.
What?
No, I'm just hypothetical.
Oh, okay. I'm
not
like,
not trying that conclusion.
Yeah, please.
So you're into this animal sex. You've had a particularly good go with the horse.
Oh, God.
You want to tip the little horse something. Are you leaving extra hay on the nightstand? What's that move? how do you take care of your favorite horse or goat or sheep? I mean, there's got to be a way to reward them, a little something for the animal. You don't want to just give right all to the business.
You want to brush them down because you don't want to put them away wet.
What is that, the move? Do you brush them? Do you groom them? Now you're just making them nice for somebody else. I mean, animals love food. I mean, that's their basic. I mean, if you give them food, they know they're going to get food. They might be more willing the next time.
Oh,
are you giving
God.
Them extra oats?
Well, as the customer you're talking about, or as the person who was pimping out these poor animals?
No, the customer. You just had a good roll in the hay, so to speak, with the animal of your choice. The animal was particularly attentive.
I would tend to think that somebody who's coming in.
I'm classing it up, Joe. Right.
Somebody who's coming in to fuck an animal does not care about giving them a treat afterwards.
Listen, they Joanne has her things too, but I'm sure she likes to be treated nicely. Joe's got nothing to say. Yeah. Kong enjoy fucking. Yeah, hey, take credit card. Go.
Go shopping.
No, but I mean, you got, so you think you know? So you're probably right. There's no consideration for how the partner feels.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you're that into this fetish that you want to fuck animals, you're probably going to get
well,
your,
yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to get your own animal and bring it home if you're like, nice horsey.
Yeah, but who wants
you're
to
gonna,
clean up after it?
You're going to find a way to get your own.
Yeah, it might just be a hobby. You don't want to make it a full-time job.
Well, there was this lobbyist, Michael Koike, I guess his name is, who lives with his dog, Casey. He is a zoophile, and he says that there's 100,000 zoophiles in Germany.
Oh.
And he says, mere morals have no place in law. Really? Really?
Law is based on.
Yeah. He said he was worried if the law took effect, the authorities would take his dog away.
Yeah.
And the dog is like, please, please.
How much is that puppy in the window? Yeah. How about $50 for you?
Oh, my God. What will it do for treats?
Now, here's something. Now, we know sometimes Johns, regular Johns, when they go to prostitutes,
yeah.
they don't actually engage in sex.
Yeah, they just want, like, cuddling or...
Right. I'm wondering if there's, you know...
Like...
Heavy petting going on?
Yes, Joe. Well, that's a nice way to put it, yes. Are some people seeking the company of another animal for heavy petting?
Just petting them.
Let me rub your tummy.
You're a good Mr. Whiskers.
You're a good Mr. Whiskers.
Oh, you make Dick Eldorado so happy.
Whose tail is that?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, God. You know, I have to go home to my cats after this. This is
You don't thrilling. Have to. You choose to.
I choose to. But I don't go, oh, come here, kitty. Oh, my God. That's horrible. My poor cats, sweet little babies.
I mean, it could be happening. I mean, not everybody who's a zoophile.
Oh. Well, I had a friend who, she was liked this guy, and she said that he was so weird about his cat. And what he used to do is the cat wasn't fixed, and it was a female.
Yeah.
This tripped me out when she told me this. I just remembered it now. Is that because when the female cats are in heat, they're just like, oh,
oh yeah,
they want it really bad. And so what he would do is he would take.
That was really funny to watch you two do female cats. Sometimes you just let the animals run with it.
Yeah, there you go.
He would take the eraser end of a pencil and stick it in her. In the cat to make her stop meowing and meowing.
How do you find that trick? That's like on the watch when you need to reset it. You stick the little pen in the hole.
I don't know. But when she told me this, I was like, and you want to fuck this guy? He's like fucking his cat.
Quiet down or I'll get the number two.
Yeah, but wait till he winds up.
Yeah, she wanted the pencil.
Yeah. Wait till he winds up with this guy and they're doing it. Oh, boy, his cock is small.
It erased my cervix.
Why does everybody spit? You really are a cat lady.
I am.
Yeah, really. Holy smokes.
I know. Isn't that good, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's fucking regroup. I need to fucking groom myself.
Too late to come back, yeah.
I need to lick my balls after.
We're licking our paws and rubbing them over our heads now.
Very disturbing first half of the show.
I am... upset.
Let's come back in a couple minutes. We'll talk about sex with robots.
Oh, great.
Sex with skeletons. It's a very sexy show.
Very sexy show.
We're bringing sexy back. Let's hear a little bit of music.
Deviant
this
show.
Is from a mix of Being on the Dance Floor. This was from a label from Distinct Music back in the 90s. It used to be my dad's customer in New Jersey, client in New Jersey. So this is a mix by them. It's like some 70s, some clubs, some disco. It's all sorts of interesting shit. So listen to this for a couple minutes. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
It is time for a prop duel! That is right, prop duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Pew, pew. Okay, okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You are listening to the second half of Davin's Den. During the break, we were listening to a mix called, what is it called?
Stuff to keep your windows and doors locked to.
What does that mean?
Sounds like a neighborhood that'll scare you.
It does.
Sorry, they got more melanin than you. Yeah. Jesus. being on the dance floor. We were listening to some stuff on being on the dance floor. Well, you know what, Joe? Why don't you start bringing in some CDs?
All right.
You could stay in a band long enough. We'll play a little Rot Gut before the concert. Maybe
yes.
We'll play the next concert.
Yes.
We had the concert in December.
Right.
We'll have another concert.
There'll be another one.
Next December. Play some Rot Gut. That's what we'll do. Moving on.
Yes.
We were talking about, of course you were listening to Davin's Den. We were talking about various things that you can have sex with and where you can have sex. Because it's not just for people anymore. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
So, apparently now you can have sex with robots. Lifelike robots with artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Do
me in the ass. Do me in the ass. My sensors indicate somebody's splooged on my leg. Where are you going, Joe Curry? Come back here.
Leg thrusting. But these aren't like robots like Rosie from the Jetsons. These are like
I wouldn't nail her.
Really?
She's built for comfort, not for speed.
That's what Joe's looking for, because if she's fast, she might roll away.
Joe. Oh, Joe. Show me. Then I will clean the house. Sounds perfect, right? Do you want a sandwich?
You know what? You're making a good case.
I know.
Really?
So now they're designed to look like human beings.
Right.
And now they also come with artificial intelligence. New and improved robots.
I don't know.
Would you have sex with a robot that looked like a human? A good-looking human, not one of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know what I immediately flashed back? And I remember I told you guys when I went to the museum of Sex in the City. Not Sex in the City. Museum of Sex.
That was in
New
the
York city.
City.
And they had these displays. It is. They had these displays in there of, you know, like full body.
They've had the real dolls.
Yeah, like real dolls that you're supposed to have sex with. And like
you're supposed to. Now you fuck that doll and don't you come out of your room till you do
something. You know, it's just wasting itself there sitting on the couch.
You asked for it for Christmas and now you don't even touch it.
Don't play with it anymore.
There's kids in Ethiopia that would love to have this real sex doll.
You see, you're re-gifted.
They wouldn't
want to
eat it.
It's used. Damn it. Only used once. Put it out of the garage sale.
Well, let me tell you something. The garage sale only used once.
How much for the doll? I'll tell you what. I'll give you 50 for the lawnmower and the doll.
But it comes with instructions on how to clean it. No, the one that was in
well,
the
museum. Well, no, a real good sex robot would be self-cleaning.
Oh, right.
That's what Joe assumed his lady was like. She'll take care of this. I better be going. There's fences that need to be sold and built.
I'm cleaning my oven.
I want my sex robot to have a baron. I don't need little robots running around.
Buns in the oven.
No, exactly.
No, but the real sex doll, the female one, well, it's definitely fake, but it looked like, you know, it had the big boobs. You know, it looked like blonde. It looked like kind of big man.
Go on.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
The but it looked very fake and a little creepy. And
so
were
a lot of blonde women.
I know.
They look a little fake and a little creepy.
At least they're alive.
Maybe. Try talking to some of them, Joe.
Feel for a pulse before you go in.
I prefer they don't have one, but thank you.
The male doll, I mean, it had the decent-sized schlong, so I could see if it could go through that.
And what is it?
Just like normal size.
Well, what's normal to you?
Yeah, what's normal?
Well, I never sat there with a tape measure, but...
You should have.
Like,
would you really want it to? Before we continue.
How do you measure?
Anything above 6 inches, you can have anything off the top shelf.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I would say that would be on the big end. And I mean, anything that's in between ridiculously small and, oh my God, where the fuck do you think you're going with that, is fine.
You have a vagina.
Yeah. No. No, if somebody comes at you with an anaconda, I know that there are size queens that go for that, but Jesus, I don't want a baseball bat up there. No.
Right.
No. There's no place that's going.
Now, is this doll circumcised or uncircumcised?
The doll...
Trying to see if it's a Jewish doll, Joe?
Never know. I'm going to cater to our Jewish friend.
You know what? I don't remember.
Hmm. I'm pretty sure it was.
No, because I just kind of glanced...
Because really, you're already having sex with a robot. You really want to pull a fake cock down?
Yeah.
I mean, every dildo, every vibrator, it's...
You don't want to sit there and pull down the turtleneck to get going.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's just wasting time.
Yeah.
Clearly, time is of the essence. You don't have time to actually meet humans.
You want to get this over with.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I glanced down and I was like, oh,
you
okay.
Just glance?
Well, I glanced.
You didn't want to make eye contact?
I looked up at the face.
Move on.
No, I looked down at the dick because it's a sex doll, so that's where you're looking. I looked up at the face.
That's where you're
the
looking.
Face was so terrifying that I was like, I'm not going anywhere near this. This is the creepiest thing I've
ever
seen.
I'm going to need more drinks.
No,
what, if it looked friendly, will you take a grab?
It was, you know what? It was in a glass case, so you couldn't touch it.
You make it sound like when you go to the bakery and like they have the day old donuts that they leave out for people while you're waiting. Just take a little grab of that. Help yourself a little nosh. Yeah, grab a cock. Enjoy.
Well, I mean, this was supposed to be like an interactive exhibit, so I'm surprised it was stuck in a.
Because you know what the line would be like if it wasn't in the glass?
But you know what people, it was standing up, but you know what people would be doing to this thing?
Yes, I think we do.
I think I know too. So they have.
How come nobody plays with the man's balls? It's all about them with this fake thing.
The balls. So it was locked up in this thing, but the face on it looked like it should be in a horror show. There was no way. As desperate or lonely or horny as I might get, there's no way I'm fucking that thing. It's so scary in the
face. Isolate that.
Need to have a hammer to get to the thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. Yeah. Break in case of emergency.
Yeah, break in case
of emergency. I'm so horny, I gotta get horny. In!
My nipples are ready. Let's go!
Yeah, right. But, yeah, it was terrifying looking.
I'd have sex with a robot if it looked human, like, and I was lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something. It can't be something that when you're living with somebody, because that's not going to fit in between the cushions.
No, that's not going to work. But
can't roll that away.
But you know what? The guy.
Why is there a lump in the middle of the big? Oh, it's my partner's cock.
Oh, great! It's either me or it. Why is she yelling at me? Why is she yelling at me?
Can't we all just get along?
She's just jealous because I'm prettier.
I'll pay attention to her too.
Yeah.
What does she want?
We'll go shopping together. Yeah. It will be fun. It'll be girl talk and such.
You go watch the game. I'll satisfy her. She'll be in a better mood.
Sounds like the perfect gift.
Yeah. Actually, it does.
Am I the only one that says they would have sex with a robot?
No, I would.
Joe?
I don't know.
Not the one in the
museum.
They
don't care if you leave with jizz on them. You can program it to enjoy that.
What? I feel funny railing that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't feel funny coming on another human being while they're unconscious?
Because it's a human being.
Oh.
So you have more regards now for a robot than a human being.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't worry about the socks feelings, do you?
Yeah, exactly. You're jerking off in your hands. It's going into a toilet.
Well, you know, you seem to have a lot of knowledge about Joe's.
We were on the road a week. Joe, what are you doing in there?
Oh, no. I
was sick.
Know.
If I was you touching me, I'd be sick, too. Can't believe I'm doing this. I make myself ill, but I can't stop.
I disgust myself, but I can't
I'm
stop.
Sick, damn it. It's coming out of every end. I shouldn't enjoy shitting this much. Swallow.
Oh, I made the mistake of taking a drink of my soda just then. Oh, my God. Oh.
Why is Pip choking?
It can't be from Joe.
Until she sees what I am packing. Hit the release button.
The release button.
I am an erect. I am erect. Come here, baby. I am erect.
I'm nauseated.
I think I think that this would probably solve a lot of the problems on the 2001. If Hal was getting some, maybe he wouldn't be so nasty. Dave, why don't you do me in the ass, Dave? That would make... I'll turn your oxygen back on, Dave. Come over here, big boy. I think Hal would be a lot... Well,
that's
we're not worrying about their feelings, are we?
That's what I call my old laptop here, Hal. Because it's just bent on my destruction. Why would you want samples, show? It would only help the show.
you want me to play this, Dave? You want me to play this, Joe? Not now. Not when
you know what Joe's
computer
is like? A woman that can never get aroused. You're just diddling there, trying everything. Nothing's happening. He's getting more fucking frustrated.
I just shoot my... Shoot
finally,
my...
the computer's like, really? It's been 3 hours. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, like,
shoot on the keyboard and leave.
And not feel bad about it at all.
Not feel bad about it at
the most
all.
Frigid keyboard ever.
Oh.
That's so sad.
Very sick show.
Oh, poor laptop.
I got to tell you, the fact that there's artificial intelligence in these things
does
not make it better for me.
No, me neither.
No, I don't really need... I don't. The reason I'm not presumably with a human being is because I already have problems with interaction.
Right.
Now I got to fake paying attention what a robot talks about.
Oh, yeah. God.
Can we go shopping for some new joints? I really could go for some oil, maybe some WD-40. Really? I want to watch the fucking game.
Well, let's say you leave it, like you have it in, you know, in a closet, but you left the thing on and you're having people over the house. All you see is, would you like it in the ass again? Would you like it? Why is your closet wanted in the ass again?
Oh,
shit,
God,
I left the thing on.
Oh, God, the vacuum cleaner. It's malfunctioning.
Wanted in the ass.
I'm not sure. It's a
doesn't the mop get jealous?
Doesn't the mob get jealous? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that it makes it. If you were lonely and you,
clearly we are,
yeah, you know, if you were lonely and you could not for whatever reason hook up with a human, then and this was your only option, I don't think that I think if you're going to have sex with it. I don't know that I want it talking back to me. You know what I mean?
Grab my robotic ass. I've been working out.
Because it's kind of weird. It's like one thing if you're just trying to get off. It's another thing if you're trying to have a relationship with
it. Yeah, that's
now
a good
it's
point.
Gone to a weird
yeah, I'm just trying
level.
To get off.
But yeah, if I just want to get off, it's just like, just do me and shut up. I don't want to hear about you have to go to the gym.
Say to my wife.
I don't want to have to tell you how big you are. And, oh, big boy, whatever. You know, yeah, ride me. Shut up. Do what you're supposed to do and go away.
But you know what? It's probably like ordering anything else. Like, you know, you order it online and you like get yourself all worked up because you get the tracking number and the thing is going to be there when you get home from work. There's a 6-foot box. Now you got to lug this.
I don't think she'd feel a thing.
No.
Yeah.
Not when it comes
six
in.
Foot.
Not with what I'm packing. 6 foot.
So I need to explain myself right. But
there's no way to get around.
So there's the container, the packing cart. Now you got to bring the thing in the house. Then it's got all packed in popcorn. Now you're worked up. Now you got to read the instructions. You got to figure out
Joe makes having sex into a fucking
but
an ordeal.
But this
and,
is how it would be if you ordered the damn thing.
Yeah.
You gotta, it's like anything.
You're taking
bring
the
it
joy
in.
Out of having sex with it.
Open up the box
with
like,
the instructions. Fucking hassle. You know what? Where's my hand?
You know, really,
well, that book didn't sell as well, The Lack of Joy of Sex. It didn't sell.
And then you have bought instructions. Welcome to the True Companion. We hope you enjoy the doll as much as we think you were. Blah, blah, blah. Refer to illustration E. Batteries go by the asshole. You know,
it's going to take an Allen wrench. Yeah. They always take an Allen wrench.
Yeah.
So we all agree artificial intelligence, not a turn on, which is supposed to be the big selling point.
If you were getting it because you were lonely and you wanted to have something.
I think that was the original. Like,
the original
people were lonely because it was like for 9/11 victims, like the family members of 9/11 victims.
Yeah.
A very noble inspiration.
Well,
that's gone completely wrong.
So, well, what do? You buy them now and go, sorry for your loss?
No.
Yes.
No, it wasn't for 9/11 victims. It was one particular family that they lost their father. And so he wanted the thing to be programmed with, like, the guy's memories or thoughts. Or behavior so that the kids could have like a feeling of their dad. I don't know. Robot acting like my dead father would just creep the fuck out of me.
Robot just smacking you around.
Clean up this room. Clean up this room.
A robot telling Joe he's ugly.
Yeah. Turn.
What are your intentions with my daughter?
it would be sitting there in the lounge chair. Turn that shit down.
Yeah, turn that shit down. These report cards are horrible. asshole. You're not going out with him.
Over my dead body.
Mom, oh. Can you unplug Dad? He's annoying my boyfriend.
Yeah. Now, that would be a plus.
Yeah, wait.
Would you like...
over my dead body. Oh, but, wait.
Now, the funny thing is, you know, anytime you have to meet a girl's father,
yeah.
It's really great. I'd like you to meet my dad, and he's a fucking robot. What are your intentions with my daughter? Oh, well, where do you work? Have her home by 12. My senses will indicate you are late. You
know? I know. I'd be worried that she would.
I am programmed directly into the alarm system. Oh, I don't know.
I have a GPS logged on.
Oh.
If I would be afraid that you could pull top of the girl's head off and it'd be like a positronic relay going
but
around.
I like the first there. Part of that sentence.
But that's the thing. What you do is, if you're the smart kid, well, you go, holy smokes, I'll know what I'll do. When nobody's looking, I put a new SIM card that I program in there. You can fuck my daughter, put her in the ass. She likes to blow you in the parking lot of the school. Take her. It's okay, dear. Yeah.
It's
hey,
okay.
Dad's cool with it. I didn't know if my father would approve what he said before.
He gave me the whole menu.
But I mean, listen, wouldn't a really smart robot know that when she's done blowing me, to hand me the remote and make me a sandwich about me telling her? I mean, that's the intelligence
but
I'm looking
for. Probably program
you
it for
program
that.
Program that.
Well, then when you say that, maybe now I'm liking the artificial intelligence. Maybe I don't want conversation. I want tasks.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's sounding like a positive.
Yeah.
Then
you finish it off. Ah, you are wonderful. There was a good movie on Channel 5. Yeah. Would you like a Hot Pocket?
No, only commercials on Channel 5.
No.
He was going back into his own personal past when there used to be.
Yeah.
You know, but that I understand that.
Yeah.
But but yeah, I mean I have taped all of your favorite shows.
Yeah.
Here's a sandwich, I'll take out the trash. You
if
know,
it was that simple, nobody would ever get married.
I'm changing my opinion on the robot.
Yeah, I know.
We said we'd all have sex with it, but now we're just making the pauses.
He wasn't gonna have sex with it.
Well,
just put its ass to work. I will cut the
in
lawn.
In a different way.
I will cut
so,
the
Pip,
lawn.
You prefer sex with one of these robots that we're describing?
Yeah.
Or a vibrator?
Okay, I've never used a vibrator.
You've never used a vibrator?
No.
Shower head?
Nope.
Dildo?
Nope.
Rub against the washing machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing three loads.
I had a lot of laundry to do.
Really? You've never purchased? Never?
Nope.
How come?
You know what? It always occurred to me that if I, and this might not be true, but it always felt to me that if I got used to the speeds on this thing, there's no way a human can ever reproduce that.
Yeah, but you. But
I'll never be happy again.
But you've had like patches in your life where you haven't had somebody.
I have hands.
Okay. You're that type of goer.
Yeah. I don't need batteries.
Batteries not. You're like a pioneer type of gal. Old school.
Back
you whittle so you can diddle.
Yeah.
I got you.
We go behind the outhouse
until you hack these babies off and give me hooks. I'm
oh, that would hurt. You wouldn't enjoy yourself, dear.
No, you would not.
No.
No, but nothing.
That's where her clit used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe was looking for it. It's there on the floor.
Damn hook. Yeah, no, I just the whole idea that, you know, five speeds and, you know, jackhammer, you know.
Well, I mean, but,
Yeah.
Well, the vibrator's for the outside.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could get them where they go inside where, you know, but there's also somewhere you just like massagers if you want just the outside.
Right. I mean, I've seen them.
I'm sure you have.
Well,
I raised my hands like hallelujah when I said that.
Praise be the Lord. It's motorized cock.
Praise be.
Yeah, too bad we're past Christmas. We could have got you one.
Well, there's always next Christmas, Joe, or Valentine's Day. There's still time to shop.
Because Christmas is coming and so could you.
Here comes Santa Claus. No, seriously, here he comes.
I have a husband. I don't need a toy.
He's not, but, alright.
He's out of town.
Well, yeah, exactly. If the band ever, you know, did something, was on the road for a couple of months or whatever.
Like I said, I have hands.
Alright. How about you, Joe? Ever use a fleshlight?
No.
Me neither. I've never used an inanimate object.
No.
Would you use a fleshlight?
No.
I don't know if I would. I guess there's.
I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, I feel like you know what? I feel like an idiot with the whole purchase. I think once it's already in the home, I think it's fine. Like if you just happen to sell, wow, it's Grandpa's old fleshlight.
All sales are final on that. Yeah.
Would you feel it? Yeah. Oh my God! I hope so. I hope so. I don't want to see. I'm not buying the box if it's taped. No fucking way.
You see the return department at a sex toy store? Well, it's bent. I can't take it back.
I don't think that you can take those things back.
The motor's broken. It was a long night.
I went to one of those sex shops with my friends after we did a play one time when we went in. It was just
What play?
Shakespeare Makes You Horny?
No, the play had nothing to do with it. It was just that they're my theater friends, and we all went to the sex shop.
What drove you to go to the sex shop? My car? No, but besides
that. You know, it's like, you know how like you're up after a show and you're all revved up and no place to go, kind of?
Usually we go to the diner.
Well,
you went to a sex
this was our version of going to the
fat.
Diner. Yeah. This was our version.
Bought a couple fucking dildos. Maybe we drop a few pounds.
We were looking at the local newspaper and they had an ad and we're like, I've never been there. Have you been there? I've never been there. And he's like, oh, I've been there. Let's go. And so we're like, so we had our big gay male friend to go with us. So we didn't feel like a couple of perv girls going through this sex store alone. And some of the stuff is hilarious. They had a big, giant patent leather hand for spanking. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And why it had to be black patent leather, I have no idea, but it was this enormous Mickey Mouse glove, but in black. Wham!
Wow. And you brought your gay friend with you?
Yeah.
Theater. She meant theater friend.
Theater friend. And he was totally he was totally mortifying me because he was finding the biggest, strangest, most embarrassing dildos and vibrators that he could. He goes, here, honey, isn't this the one you wanted? Really loud. And there was this one that was pink and purple. And
it's a girly dildo.
It was. It was ginormous.
So if we were going to get a dildo for my daughter, this would be the one.
This is the one.
This is fucking great.
Holy smokes, dude.
But wait. It was,
she loves pink and purple.
But wait, it was
she's a girly girl.
It was even better. It had the spirally outside that was filled with these pearls.
I've seen
and
those.
And it went, you know, I was like, oh my God.
That's probably way too much for you.
It's certainly not the starter pack.
No. I think you got
to get a starter dildo. Get a
start.
Could you imagine going, would you have a starter dildo?
No, listen, you got to ease into it while it eases into you. You can't start with the advanced shit, Joe.
Ease it in as you ease it in.
Yeah, exactly. You don't fucking start with a tree stump. You start with like an Asian man. Mm. You know.
But, I mean, just to be clear, it's not because I'm a prude about it. I don't find them, like, mortifying or I don't judge anybody who uses them.
What would
them.
You do if somebody gave you one as a gift?
Oh, I'd laugh my ass off.
Would you use it then? If it's in the house,
I bet you'd fire.
If it's
that
in
thing
the
up.
House, you're using it. Lock
no,
the cats out.
I still have the same feeling. Like,
nah, you'd run to CVS, get some batteries, and
how
you're
can
off
you
the
not roof. Use it if it's in the house?
Because I still have the same feeling about it. Like, well, once you got used to that, it's like, you know, just normal human interaction is never going to be good enough again.
How do you know? So you're assuming
I don't know.
You're assuming the machine can do it better than Mr. Helix.
No, I'm just thinking that there's no way a human, even though he's a drummer and has excellent rhythm, there's no way a human can keep up the same speed and rhythm or whatever the fuck it's going to do.
Yeah, but that's for when you're in a rush. Sometimes, I guess.
Listen, what, I have to go through the drive-thru
the new
window?
Come and go.
Well, this is the difference between women and men, and this has been often talked about, not always by us, but men just have to get it out so we can get on with our fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
It just builds up, otherwise we're insufferable. That's why Joe's always in a fucking bad mood.
Right.
He doesn't have enough Joe time.
Right.
That's why he's always in a fucking...
Yeah, and he drives erratically if he tries to have Joe time during the commute.
Exactly. Right. But right. Like, I think women are better able to maintain it.
Yeah.
While men are like, if I don't get this out of me immediately,
well,
I'm going to be...
I mean, there's literally, physiologically, there's not this fluid backing up in your system.
Well, it depends on the girl.
Brain's crazy. Well, I guess so. But, I mean, no, you don't have, you know, I guess, I don't know. I'm not a man. Don't have a penis except in my dreams. And I don't know, how that feels, but I can imagine that it's just like, I got to do something. But, you know, this is making me crazy. Mm. But and I mean, I've seen the difference, the before and after. So I know, but...
By the way,
it's
going to be really hard to go for real job interviews after these shows.
Oh, my God. Well, that's why I used to fake name, motherfucker!
I mean, I'm really never going to have a real job again, but I'm just like, listen to the honesty. And I think it's great, but it's like, wow. All fucking out there.
Why do you think I don't tell you what my real name is?
Don't piss me off and you'll keep on going under that.
No, don't do that.
Well, you piss me off, what do I fucking care? Fuck, if I'm going to burn a bridge, I'll fucking burn a bridge. I'm like Joe leaving the scene of a fat chick. I'll fucking jizz on the leg and walk out and feel no remorse.
My God.
Pippi!
Please do.
Walk away! I came over there, walk away! Here's her real name, walk away!
Please don't ever pretend to chiz and say my name at the same time, ever again.
Who says I haven't? Lonely here by myself. The kid's in school. What am I going to do? Well, that didn't sound right at all.
No. Papa Chip.
That's totally wrong.
Oh, great.
That was awful.
Yeah.
That probably says that right after he gets off with us. Well, you guys got to have this done. I don't care if you guys are busy. Oh, kids in school. What am I going to do? Really?
Hey, I get all my... Hey, listen. My end of the show is never unfinished.
No. Well,
I didn't mean that as a euphemism. It's Davin's den. In between his pants.
It's like the whole show, in our pants.
In our pants.
What's going on?
In my pants.
Between the
on
streets.
My ass. In my pants.
No, we've had enough of my ass talk, so let's talk about yours.
All right, so Pip does not subscribe to the old vibrator thing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
A little too impersonal. A little machine-like.
Yeah.
Not really feeling it.
Yeah.
There's somebody who might agree with you. This next story. This woman has had sex with a skeleton.
Trial begins for a 37-year-old Swedish woman activities with a skeleton. This when police in the city of Gothenburg found a full human skeleton, skulls, and other bones in her apartment after responding to a report that a gunshot had been fired. A court document said police also found CDs entitled My Necrophilia and My First Experience, as well as explicit photographs of the woman with a skeleton. The unemployed woman pleaded not guilty to charges of disturbing the peace of the dead, saying she bought the bones for historical purposes and denied appearing in the photographs. If convicted, she faces up to 2 years in prison.
And there you go.
Exactly, Joe. And there you go.
Who was she hurting?
I don't think this should be... Well, I don't know. The guy's dead. I don't think this should be punishable by 2 years.
No.
I think that's a little harsh.
It's incredibly harsh.
So you're kind of like... Unless you're stealing it from a grave.
She just wanted to get boned.
So you were going to be the one who did that. Okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yep.
I mean, I'm kind of...
Lobbing it.
Yeah. Anyway, I kind of agree with you, though. You know, like, if you come across these body parts, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you buy them and they were... I don't know how you could.
I don't know why body parts are for sale.
I know that for medical. I mean, but I wouldn't want. Oh, you know what? Maybe I would want my skeleton. You know what? Maybe yes. If but there's certain parameters. Like they have to be like a six or better. And then
you have that written in
how
your
would
will
you tell at that point?
Well, by society standards, like it would be like if society looked at her, like it couldn't be like an ugly girl that you would jizz on their femur. Uh-huh. No, but you know, if it's a hot girl, lonely girl, you know what? Let me keep on going.
I don't understand. I didn't see any video on this. I don't understand how she's having sex with a skeleton.
She's got to be sticking something in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one of the bones?
Probably like a rib.
No, probably the spirit.
No.
She probably jammed a rib inside of her.
Think it was a rib? It's got a hook.
That's going to hurt.
I was thinking like an arm bone or a leg bone.
Oh, my God.
The foot bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the vagina. The vagina.
And we're all coming tonight.
I just... Wow. I just...
Yeah. I know.
I just don't understand. I can't visualize it. But there are a lot of fetishes that people have that I can't understand how they're getting off on that. But this is, like, very, very strange. Isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very, very
now, if strange. If the skeletal remains were legally obtained,
right?
There's really nothing you could do. You know, in the privacy of your own home.
That's
but
what
if,
I say.
You know, but if it's the grave robbing or something like that, there's a problem. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I would imagine that when I asked who are they hurting, I would imagine that the family of the deceased would not be happy to know that this woman is boning.
Well, that's why you got to. How are they pieces. Getting these things?
How are they getting
I
them?
I think that's the.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine if the person, one of the skeleton, the guy, when the guy was alive, had no luck with women and was a loner and he wanted a woman, but and now he's dead and he's getting boned? Like, really?
Right.
Now?
I know.
I couldn't get laid when I was alive. Now I'm the man? Really? Really?
I'm the man.
You know?
I'm the man. I'm the man.
Yeah, wouldn't that be the like insult? That
really?
I'm dead and I'm getting it.
Now I'm getting it? Really?
Fine. that would really be bad.
So what do you think's more disturbing? Sex with a skeleton or sex with somebody who's more recently deceased?
Oh, recently deceased.
I agree. But isn't that weird? Ooh. Because they're still human-like, but isn't it weird that we think that way?
What's more? I would go recently deceased.
It's more disturbing.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
But that's weird because, like, you know, theoretically they're still like a person. So I was like, well, okay, kind of makes sense. They're hot.
I think it has to do with our instinct to avoid things that are harmful to us. You know, the same way we don't eat our own shit, we don't fuck the dead because they're rotting and you could get diseases
it's just creepy.
It's
bones.
It's creepy.
You know, bones.
They're clean.
Yeah, they're clean.
But, I mean, let's just say that I had a thing for getting boned with a bone. Okay, fine. But
really? You tried that out again, did you?
I did. But the idea of, like, getting, like, putting rotting flesh. Oh! Ugh.
No, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Why don't you just get...
Well, what happens if they've already been preserved?
Like, mummified?
Formaldehyded.
No.
They're all cold and stiff.
Oh, yeah.
You're not so hot yourself.
You're still talking to your laptop? I don't understand why necrophiliacs do that. I guess they're just desperate, and it's like, okay, this body won't fight back. But I think they specifically like...
Not in this life.
No, yeah. They specifically like something about the deadness of the person.
Yeah, they don't fucking nag.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm literally getting chills thinking about doing it with a dead body. That's just so nasty.
Well, maybe we'll do that.
Sorry to hear that because Devin and I have read the pull up the hearse, boys.
This is what happens when you lose Boozy or Floozy.
That's right. You'll be fucking the dead.
I knew there was going to be a punishment I would like.
Sorry, dear. You should have answered the questions right.
So close. It could have been Joe fucking the dead, but it's you.
Oh, my God. Look at this corpse. It's a 3.
It's so hard to get hot corpses.
I know.
Unless you're Tom Petty, Last Dance of Mary Jane.
I know.
Is that
really
what that was about?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's dead.
I didn't know that.
And he's dancing with her.
It's one of my favorite songs, and I actually played it for years in the cover band.
I know. It's.
I didn't know that.
The video is about that, at least.
Really?
I don't know what the song is supposed to mean.
All right.
The video is.
Well, you know what?
Cool. All right.
Sometimes people leave this earth.
Yes. But, we all do eventually.
We all do leave eventually. Doesn't mean you can't still have sex with them. Or so says Kesha.
Oh!
The singer Kesha said that she had sex with a ghost. She was doing a whole spiritual thing for this latest album. She had sex with a ghost. She doesn't know the ghost's name.
Could you see her winding up getting pregnant and she's on Maury now? Casper, you are the father.
He's very friendly.
This is the friendliest ghost ever.
Yeah, really.
I'm a little concerned why the kids love him, but
is that a lump in that cheater? You're happy to see me? What?
All right. So, do you guys think Kesha's nuts? Or do you think she had sex with a
ghost? Out of a goddamn mind.
She's out of a goddamn.
You don't think it's possible to have sex with a ghost?
I think she's a hot mess, and this is all...
Well, at least she's hot, so I'm paying attention.
Ah, no.
Go on.
Mess. No, I think that she's a crazy person.
Yeah, and what they were saying, while this may seem like a bizarre or publicity savvy revelation, Kesha is not alone. In fact, many people have reported similar sexual experiences with spirits, and psychologists may have an explanation. Yes, they're nuts. They're nuts.
Dr. Joe, in his expert opinion.
I know. Well, we talked about this last week. The whole idea that, I mean, it's been along for a long time. You know, succubuses and incubuses that are like passed away spirits that come and have sex with the living, and you know, at night. It's like, that's nonsense. Yeah.
Now, Kesha is pretty hot. I mean, not for nothing, my ghost. You know,
if you're a ghost, you'd do her.
I'd do her, sure. I'd do her. I'd
so
do
you guys
her
don't right believe now. You don't believe people can have sex with ghosts?
No,
it's
horseshit.
Here's my problem.
Okay,
here's my because I don't know. I'm not an expert. We should probably get.
You're not a ghost either.
I'm not a ghost either.
You're not a Ghostbuster.
How would you know if a ghost is in you? Is it like slime on your vag?
Oh, Slimer!
Now I can imagine
on my leg.
Somebody had sex with me as a ghost. Wake up in the morning, something's on my leg.
It's ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm.
No, but and how do you know if you're inside a ghost? Am I in yet? Am I in? I don't, fucking, it's going out her back.
Are you in yet? Are you in yet?
On the one side, it's kind of cool, though. You're, like, fucking this thing. You can see yourself fucking. Oh, this is what it looks like. It's kind of cool. You never know. It kind of disappears.
They have mirrors for that. Oh, that's right.
Well, that's
oh,
what I'm no, saying. You see the exactly.
You just see them having sex. Boo, boo, boo. What is a sex pic? No, stupid. I'm a ghost. I'm supposed to say boo.
Boo.
This is great. You're Kesha for Pete's sakes. Boo.
You were judging me.
Boo. Boo. Ah.
It's a very disturbing
show. That is what ghost sex would sound like.
So do you think you can see ghost herpes? Fucking ghost walking around, all these fucking bums right by.
Bums. It's like, oh god.
Stay away from that ghost. Why is he scary? No, he's got herpes.
Look at that rest.
He must have fucked Kesha.
You know what? I mean, she's got a reputation as being a dirty girl. I mean,
does she?
In a lot of
does
ways.
She?
Yeah, it's just ooh, like kind of being a dirty girl, but also being like an unwashed, clean, unclean girl.
Oh.
So let me ask you this.
Dirty and ooh, dirty.
After a ghost has sex with you.
Yeah.
Does the ghost go to another house to haunt, or does he stay and cuddle? What's ghost sex protocol?
That is a good question.
Most people don't want a ghost around, but you know, after you just had sex, you might need to cuddle.
I can't wrap my mind around this.
I bring the questions that inquiring minds want to know.
I know.
To the panel of esteemed stooges. The astooged. For the aspooged.
What is the correct protocol for a ghost that's just had sex with one?
I think you still want the ghost to stick around. I think it's the same relationship protocol.
Well, I think so too.
You know,
actually, yeah.
But imagine the next night the ghost comes, or the ghost just leaves, and the ghost comes back the next night. Now, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. So you see the ghost come back. Boo! Fuck you, boo! You don't call! You don't send a spirit!
Also, you see the ghost buses. This is what happened when you don't call. Don't cross the streams, fellas! Yeah. Ghost orgy.
Yeah, oh no, there's more than one. They're crossing the streams. Oh, that's not the oh.
So we know. So we know Kesha's telling everybody she nailed a ghost.
Bizarre.
Are the other ghosts telling the other ghost, "Hey, I nailed a mortal"?
Yes. Oh,
not just a mortal. I nailed Kesha.
Yeah, but maybe Kesha. Yeah, but if you're a ghost, you can. You're talking about stars from the past and present.
You
could be having Marilyn Monroe, anybody you want.
But they're another ghost. I think it's kind of like up on higher on the ghost echelon to nail a mortal. Right?
I guess, but still. I mean, just
I don't know. I might get fucked every night by a ghost. I have no idea.
You're
I thought it was hemorrhoids. What's going on back there?
It's Rosie Greer.
Rosie Greer.
Oh, he's this huge football player.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you do that, you're bragging. I mean, last year I was at a Taco Bell, and in front of me online were these two strippers at the strip joint next door.
Uh-huh.
And the girl's talking to the other, this girl was really hot. She goes, last night a mosquito bit me in the ass. And I'm saying to myself, that mosquito must be back at the sump, walking around going, smell my beak, smell my beak, smell my beak. Real, yeah. You know,
I got a nice piece of ass
last night. Yeah. I bit a cat. Really? I stuck my beak into a stripper's ass.
All right.
Yeah, but now that mosquito probably has, like, diseases.
Probably, yeah. Well, he's got diseases to start with. He's probably
if you saw the woman I saw, it'd be worth the risk. Holy smokes, was she hot.
All right, so if ghosts are having sex with mortals, let's assume this is happening.
All right.
Is Halloween now like Valentine's Day?
What are you... Trick or treat. Treat! Treat!
Treat!
I don't know. I just think that this is like very, very strange. It's got to be the product of some overactive imagination. So have you ever seen those ghost hunter shows where they try to make it exciting by, you know, there's this teeny little dot of light in their film and they're like, look at that dot of light. It's like, it's a fucking reflection.
You want to know something? You know what, though? I was watching. You ever watch Ghost Stories? I think it's on HBO or Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that, man. I'm like, maybe there are ghosts.
You think so?
Yeah.
From
I think
that
so.
One? Yeah, is this the one where the celebrities tell their ghost stories?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't discount ghosts. I don't at all. But I think that
you just discount having sex with them.
Yeah.
Snob.
I
You think your vag is too good for a spirit?
Absolutely.
Well, I mentioned this before. I was working at one of the clubs, which was a hotel, and the woman that was headlining was also a spiritualist or a ghost hunter, and she brought all the ghost hunting tools, and we went up to one of the hotel rooms, a bunch of us, where some guy died.
Ooh.
And it, I don't want to go into the details, but it, I mean,
why
it was,
would they be interesting?
Well, I think I told the story on the show before. That's why I'm not saying.
Oh, okay,
it.
Well, then just tell us that.
All right. Well, basically, what it was, she had these two rods, and she goes, "All right, I just want to go to my spirit and see if the, you know, is he's here before we start asking the questions. Are you here?" And the rod starts moving back and forth. Now, these are two rods. I can't explain why they were moving. Okay, so you were talking to the spirit of the guy that was there.
Right.
And it's like, do you know if the spirit is around and the rod moves? Well, not yet, but I have talked to him. Do you know if he feels bad? Now, you could sit there and go, this is bullshit. Now, one of the bartenders, okay, who I've known for a couple of years, she's just a normal, regular person. She has no clue how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
The girl gives her and goes, you want to try to talk to the spirit and find out? She goes, okay. Puts it in her hand, and she's just told, and the rods are moving back and forth.
Oh, my God.
With no explanation to it.
Wow.
You know, and also.
Well, my rod in the right person's hand, it's going to move back and forth with no explanation.
It's like wagging its little tail.
Exactly.
But I was working at another.
Rods are happy to be held, Joe. That's what you learned.
I was working at another club, and they told me that there was a ghost. There was a ghost in this room, you know, the club and stuff like that. So something was going. This girl wound up drunk and falling off a bar stool. We're all trying to help her. All of a sudden, there's shelves. There's bottles of liquor on a shelf. And we just watched the liquor just slide off the shelf.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, what the hell's that? She goes, it's a fucking ghost.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's
so then you could have sex with a ghost if they can make liquor fall off.
But ghosts, except for Casper, ghosts, you know, they really seem to be happy. you know, I don't even want to, you know.
Maybe because they're not getting laid.
I guess.
I don't know about
maybe if you mortals would put out more, they'd be happier ghosts.
You know?
Is it my fault now?
Clearly.
There was even a story.
Now you're going to say no after all these years?
I know. All of a sudden you clam up?
There was even something.
With the clam.
With the clam.
There was even something I was reading. I bought two books on Lincoln. And Lincoln, they say that Lincoln's ghost has been seen in the White House. The I forgot.
I'm glad I set them free. Yeah. Now we have one as president.
Winston Churchill.
It's all because of me.
Winston Churchill actually saw the ghost.
He did.
Winston Churchill, what he said was Churchill said, hello, Mr. President. I see you have me. Because Winston Churchill came out of the shower and he's just wearing a towel. And he sees Lincoln's ghost and Churchill goes to Lincoln's ghost. He goes, well, Mr. President, I see you have me at a slight disadvantage. And he said the ghost smiled and then disappeared.
Oh, my God.
I think
he was also a heavy drinker, Churchill. He was always drinking.
Okay.
Like all the time. Like when he woke up, when he went to bed, he was a heavy drinker.
We're going to have Churchill's drunk terms.
We might. I don't know. I'll find those when we're done. I'll find them when we're done with Franklin's.
No, they said a couple of, I think Nixon's daughter saw the ghost and a couple other people.
Yeah, no, I do believe that there are phenomena that happen, and they very well might be what we call ghosts. The inn that I was talking to you about that's from colonial times, they claim that inn is haunted, and they've heard things like when nobody else was around, like they're cleaning up afterwards and they're hearing noises upstairs and nobody's upstairs,
right?
You know, and the supposedly there's one table that is where a doorway used to exist, and they've seen things fly off of that table.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like almost like a spirit walking through and knocking shit over.
Yeah.
And so when my husband and I go to eat there, we demand that table.
Why?
Why?
Because we want to sit there and see if something happened.
You get that shit.
It's just for fun, you know.
You get that shit scared out of me.
We never saw anything happen or heard anything happen, but we like to sit there. It's just for fun.
Well, you know, speaking of fun,
Funerals
are not good times, are they?
It depends on whose funeral. There's some I've really enjoyed.
Sadistic bitch.
Yeah, glad you're dead.
But I believe in Taiwan they have a way of making it. I think it's Taiwan. They have a way of making it a little bit more exciting.
Yes, it's Taiwan. Yes.
They have strippers at the funeral. Girls just dancing. Joe, what's the reasoning behind this? I don't recall it.
So demented.
They were, let's see.
Pip, what's the reasoning behind this? I don't remember.
I think it was because they wanted to just like liven up the whole situation. They felt that people were grieving and that this would be
they were
a
so depressed.
Element and of
the,
fun.
And they're performing for the gods and the spirits to seek their blessings.
Yeah, so I guess the gods are horny and want to see babes twirling on poles too.
Hey, look, if I see a few, hey, chicks, this guy's okay. Sure, let him in, chicks.
All right.
So it's done to appease the spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a ghost with a pocket full of singles?
Well, actually, there's a
Actually, you have. Okay.
No, there's a long-standing tradition of burying the dead with things to guide them on their journey to the
apparently their journey to the strip club.
But with Buddha sitting up there with a buck in
boobs.
His mouth.
Boobs! Boobs! I want boobs!
Well, you know, they used to bury the mummies with all kinds of things that they had in their lives.
They bury daddies, too. Huddle a huddle.
Oh, God.
P.U.
Barrel Joe. Joe Barrel.
Barrel. Barrel Joe. Believe me, I'm in there checking my mail. Hi. What are you doing here? I belong here.
So glad to be back out for a second.
The
fresh air.
The funeral strippers work on electric flower cars, which are trucks that have been converted to moving stages so that women can perform as the vehicles follow along with the funerals of religious processions. I would just love that.
That's just, you see a funeral procession and there's a, like a flatbed truck with a pole on it. Yeah.
It's the horse. Somebody died. Yay! Then I wouldn't get so pissed off if I was stuck behind a funeral procession.
It would make it more worthwhile.
Take your time. It's fine. I can be late for work.
Really?
Hope they come around the block. I'm going to stay right here.
I hope there's a red light.
Why is that going? It appeases the gods. Well, apparently it's appeasing everybody in this fucking run we're doing.
I wish more people would die in this town.
We need more funeral homes. That's what we need. Yes. It's
a funeral home with a pole in it.
I know. It's demented, but...
I would look forward to funerals. I would.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as it's not somebody I care about.
Well, I mean...
But I'd be going well,
why would
everybody...
you go to a funeral? Why would you go to a funeral about somebody you don't care about?
Well, if they're strippers, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Well...
He'd be one of those professional mourners.
Yeah,
all
right.
Of a sudden, being a mortician's not a bad gig.
Well, you know, I mean, the Irish used to have Irish wakes where everybody... The body would be out on the kitchen table and everybody would be drinking... toasting, you know, to their life and celebrating them, getting completely shit-faced around the body. So
see, it'll never happen here because funerals are way too religious and, you know,
well, we're so puritanical and repressed here.
Word. Well, I'll tell you what, though. What I do think should happen, if you're going to have this, I think the grieving, you should get a free lap dance. I'm just saying, you know what, Grandpa, Mrs. Grandma, free lap dance. I don't think that's... Is that too much? Am I wrong?
Will you enjoy it in that situation? The timing is off.
You don't get a rain check on it, Joe. You know?
How about a week after the funeral?
Yeah, why not that?
No, then you go to a strip club on your own dime.
Oh, all right. That's
you paid for all the food for people to eat, grieving, you know? And you know what? That also eats up time.
Why do you have to be so hard-nosed about every situation?
What do you mean?
Give them a little amnesty. Give them a week.
No, we can't. Are they Jewish?
There you go again. All
are
right.
they Jewish? Listen, if they're going to sit shiver for a week.
All right, you might as well. Right, you might as well sit shiver and get some shiver.
All right, you sit shiver for a week and then you get your lap dance at the end. It's sort of like payoff for
Yeah, but with the Jews, you got to grieve for the whole year. Like, you have to give up certain things.
Right.
Yeah, the Jews love the suffering. We're good at
Oh,
it.
God almighty. When do you do the unveiling? How long is it?
About a year later.
A year later.
Of the headstone.
Okay. Yeah. There's a ta-da!
Fucking terrible. Ta-da! Still dead. All right, let's go home. Well, bagels.
You look at the headstone, and then what do you do? You
I
go
don't know.
Eat?
I why not?
Mm.
Now the Christians, the headstone's there right away, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then again, you guys have more time to work because the Jews in the ground 24 hours
later.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you keep you guys like Thomas George Jefferson was like kept around for like a month.
Yeah, but that's very unusual.
But you guys keep you dead around for a while. I don't know why. Well, you're dead linger. Get the fuck in the ground.
It depends. Now you the Jews do it right. Boom in the ground. Now, Pip, you're Irish.
Yeah, but we
Italian?
Cremate my family.
Oh,
no Italian.
No Italian. Now, an old Italian funeral. Would be 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days cooped up
forever.
And the old Italians, like modern times really don't do that. The old Italians, like when I lost my grandmother, I was cooped up in that funeral home for 3 days.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, now the traditional is just 2 days of wakes, 2 to 4, 7 to 9.
Yeah.
You're there both days. And then you're supposed to like go and eat with these people. Like, you know, your family's around. It's like eat. Then the next day is the funeral. Oh my God. It's another long drawn out thing. Then you go and have the repast. Oh, you never get rid of these fucking people.
The weirdest thing was,
Damn you living.
Damn you living.
The weirdest thing was my father-in-law passed away last year. Basically my sister-in-law was handling all the arrangements.
Okay.
But she really didn't show up to the wake. She was doing it for everything in the house. It was really weird, and we had to abide by her rules and stuff like that.
That is weird.
Now, after the funeral, I asked my wife, I go, are we going out to eat? What are we doing? We don't know. My sister doesn't know what we're doing.
What?
And I'm like, how could you not know what we're doing? We should have got something catered, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're leaving the grape side, the grape side. And usually when you leave the grapes, what do we do? Oh, we're going to go to this so-and-so restaurant. Oh, come on over to the house. We're going to have some. People go, what are we doing? Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I felt like an idiot. I felt like a moron. And it's not
it's
even.
It's got to be a game plan.
It's my, a game plan. So we wind up going back to my in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, well, what are we doing? We go out and we get pizza and go to the liquor store. Are we grieving your father or were we getting ready for the Super Bowl? I mean, it was ridiculous.
That's really...
Better commercials at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I can't believe that your sister-in-law did it that way.
I was so embarrassed for them. Yeah. And I'm like, we don't know. Don't look, I'm not a good vault, but usually you have plans. And I'm like, all right, maybe it's me just being, you know, I was close to my father-in-law, but, you know, I'm not in that super grieving section.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm seeing things in a different
way. Oh, you're in the super grieving section. We have your seats right up here. Right next to the casket. You'll
did
like
these. Super grieving. But, you know.
Did you get your free pom-poms for the super grieving? Yeah, it's
unobstructed view.
Unobstructed view of the dead.
Well, maybe it's just me overreacting. But when we left the gravesite to go back to the house, I felt like an idiot.
No, you weren't overreacting. That's incredible. I know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, now when my mother died, okay, yeah. I handled everything. Nobody helped me at all. I had to go pick out the casket lining fabric. I had to match it to the dress. I had to plan everything. But luckily enough, I had people thinking for me that wound up getting food catered.
Oh, nice.
So even that, I was like, well, are we going? I goes, no, we're having food. Come back to the house. There was somebody there that had enough common sense to have a game plan. Enough common sense to have a game plan. I volunteered to get some. No, she doesn't want anything to do with it. No. So I, knowing that, I mean, she didn't even want anybody to help her with that. I would have called her, would have said, so I would have got to care, but or Joanne or something like, but nobody. So it was just, she wouldn't let us handle like the, and she wanted to handle everything. And I know that you leave out that, you know, there's so much to do. She wouldn't let anybody help her. So it was really an odd situation.
Wow. That's
what would have made it better?
What?
Strippers.
Yeah. But here's the deal.
What?
Nobody would have been worried about what they were eating.
The food, who gives a damn?
You're used to not eating well at a strip club.
Yeah, really.
But here's the deal. Now, when you first, whoever suggested the story, you read the story and go, man, I wouldn't mind that for my funeral. And then I'm thinking, but then
did you just raise your hand?
I did.
Yeah, I finally got a story that made the lineup.
Yeah,
3 months later,
when Pip flew out the story, I'm like,
flew it out first class.
I'm like, I go, that'd be a cool way to go. But then you got to think about it. You're meeting God right about now.
Maybe God's pleased.
How do you
a little something for me?
Well, I guess they're gods.
It's funny you mentioned this God. This thing about God.
This God
fella you talk about.
Well,
sits in the clouds, judges everybody. Who is he?
I'm talking with a comedic friend who fancies himself religious, even though the debauchery is ridiculous.
Okay.
But whatever.
Those are the ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the ones.
You go to church on Sunday, it's the other 6 days of the
I knew
week.
A guy, not in comedy, but in religious, that guy was screwing around with everything he could find.
So we're talking in the on the car ride home back from a gig.
Right.
And I don't know what we're talking about. There's four of us in here. And we were just saying horrible things, as comics will do.
It's a car ride.
And I think I said something like, do you think God has a big dick?
Well, if he made me in his likeness, yes.
But I thought it was a reasonable, and he was like offended. I'm like, really, by all the horrible things you say and do?
And then but that's the bad one?
Why wouldn't God have a huge rod?
Yeah, but you know what? Then all the guys who were like smaller are like, you made me in your fucking image? No, you didn't!
Yeah, but God can't look like, but God's in all of us. So there's got to be a lot of him to go with just a little bit in.
Yeah, I was only
I
worried
think God
about
is nicely apportioned.
I was.
You think he's got a big cock?
Yes.
So when it's cloud, like when like a cloud comes, that's just him shifting his nuts.
Yeah.
God's in all of us. I was just worried about a ghost getting near me. Jesus, no.
So my question was not unreasonable. I was not out of line.
No.
Not right.
What, they yell at you?
He seemed a little taken aback. The rest of the group was a bunch of pagans and degenerates like me, and so is he. But he was like,
so is he.
You know who it was? It was Watson.
Oh,
really?
My God. He was offended?
Watson?
Wow.
Like, that's the reaction. That's my reaction. Like, really? You?
Watson's religious.
You? After what you just showed me on your phone? He takes souvenirs. They're souvenir images of the lucky contestants.
You're upset what you showed me on your phone. Oh, bring snapshots, huh?
Yes.
Right on.
And he gets snapshots.
Really?
Yeah.
And he takes that. He's upset if God's got a big
cock. Yes, he showed me. I'm in the back seat. I'm like, wow, you have fun.
Was there jizz on the leg?
No.
No, he's a better act than me. But
Yeah, he gets much better than
and
what
a
he's
schmoozer.
Yeah, has the good decency to take a picture before he spooches on the leg.
Oh, good boy.
But yeah, so I'm like looking at all the gifts that he's been bestowed, mm-hmm. posed for,
yes.
and this and he's a little taken aback
and
by
that.
Man, he's a good schmoozer, that dude, man.
He certainly is. But anyway,
but wow, and he got upset that if God had a big cock.
Not upset. I mean, like a little taken aback. Like, whoa, man, that's like the line.
Like that's too much.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the shit he's up to. He's got to watch his step.
But he's doing
afraid to offend.
But I'm asking a question. I'm not. Hey, look at my picture. Here's God's cock. You know,
so like you said, you know, God has a teeny weenie. Now that would be offensive.
And you want to know something from a comic standpoint in the car with comics? Yeah. I mean, that question is
Thank you, Joe.
Maybe like if you're going with your business associates or you're going with your friends.
Really? You think that's coming up?
Or you got grandma in the car on the way to church? No. But when you're on the way to gig with the guys
in human
the car,
resources just talking about God's cock?
That's a valid question in a comics car.
It's a good question, right?
Yes, it's very debatable.
I think it's one of the more profound questions I've come up with. And it wasn't like I was thinking about it for a while. I was like,
"You go to Giga to see the shit that comes up in the car."
What if God's got a big cock?
Reminds me of the conversation on the way back from my work. Friends and I having to go to a human resources, a sexual harassment seminar. And there was more sexual harassment going on in the car the way back from this sexual harassment seminar than they planned on.
Get the fuck out of here. Do some drunks in the news.
Okay.
It's a lengthy drunks in the news.
This drunks in the news.
Is it girthy drunks in the news, though?
Yes. This one's going to have some legs to it. Maybe like a third leg.
A third leg.
Yes. This is, well, let me get the music before I explain what the fuck it is.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Now, this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term, cracked.
Oh.
I like that one. You can use that in everyday language, too.
That's a good
like
one. Cracked?
Cracked.
Yeah, I like good. That. I might use that.
Where's Joe? Oh, he's cracked.
Yeah, but it implies a whole different level of inebriation.
It's cracked. No, I don't think you're
going to
That's
what him. I was when I did that girl. I was cracked.
See? Yeah, but you missed hers.
She was not cracked.
Intentionally. Had no protection.
Offsides.
Offsides.
I don't know what
15 yards
is.
For unnecessary jizzing. Repeat first down.
Half the distance to the goal.
That's where you petered out. You should have punted, stupid. Stupid went for the bomb and came up with an incomplete. The old Hail Mary. Well, here we go. Joe's halfway out the fucking hotel room, shoots it from across the room.
This is how I
like
Hail
he's fucking
Mary.
Doug Flutie and she's Boston College.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, that story has gotten a lot of leg.
Yeah. A lot of leg to it.
So it's, this week's drunk in the news. We're getting to it a little early because, listen, it's the new year.
Yes.
And a lot of people like to give up certain things that are bad habits for the new year or start things like every year I say I'm going to go to the gym and I have the membership to prove it.
Yeah.
So do I.
Exactly. So do I.
They tell me it's nice.
Exactly. But sometimes people want to give up drinking.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I got to stop. I know that'll never happen with you guys, but I got to stop the drinking.
Please.
But there's ways around these things. Huh? You can actually stop the actual act of drinking and still get fucked up.
Mm.
And we have like 13 of these ways.
13 wondrous ways.
13 ways for you people to start your new year on the right drunken approach.
13 ways to get your drunk on.
Now, some of these I think we've touched on previous shows.
One or two.
But some of them
are worth bringing up again.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a subject like this show, how could we not?
Yes. I know. Well, we have to help the people that have just made these resolutions.
Yes. It's like healthcare. You can't sum it up in one show. You just got to keep coming back to it. All right. Number one. Vodka tamponing.
Oh.
That's when you stick your tampon in vodka and shove it up there. Both men and women, by the way.
Oh, hey.
Yep.
Now.
So, well, obviously.
Yeah.
What, Joe, you have questions?
Yes. Now, obviously, the man would put it in his rectum.
Well, probably. I mean, the female has a choice.
Right. Now, I wonder which would be the best way for a female to get drunker quicker.
There's just as much mucous membranes in both areas, I believe. So
gotcha.
I think that probably because it's the, your intestines are more made to ingest things, yes. I think that you're probably up the butt.
If I was a girl, I'd take one in the keister here.
Take one up the butt. Yeah.
Good to know that about you. Exactly.
If I was a girl, I'd take one in the keister.
Oh, you're going to be highlighting this show when we're trying to do
There's a lot of stuff here.
This will definitely be a picking and choosing show from Best Of.
A lot of good stuff on this one.
You will be hearing this show again.
The January 8th show is quite memorable, isn't it?
Look for this shit again back in next November.
Yeah. December, whenever else.
Yeah.
Do you think brand of vodka matters? I mean, do you need the good stuff for this type of imbibement?
I would prefer vanilla.
I didn't ask you flavor. What, so you don't have to douche?
I'd say Smirnoff.
Smirnoff?
Smirnoff.
Like a big Russian cock in you?
Yeah.
Or a tampon? Like,
Smirnoff.
Too much.
I don't know. I think that if it's going up the butt, I want a small one. I think that, well, we're playing this game soon, but I think that French. Grey Goose.
I don't know what game you're talking about, but okay.
Okay, never mind.
I won't.
But I'm sure it's a good game. We'll think of it eventually.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you guys.
Maybe she does another radio show. I don't know, Joe.
I don't know.
Maybe somebody else is putting up with this nonsense.
Oh, no, I was talking about Mr. Helix. We're playing this game. No,
really,
no,
are you?
No, no, I'm kidding.
What game is that?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Two shots, one in your ass.
If I told you, I'd have to shove a tampon lace with vodka up your ass.
Go on.
Go on. Do tell.
I like it.
Sometimes we carry it. Sometimes it's tequila.
Don't eat the worm.
Too late.
Just fucking fishing around. How long are you going to be dead? Butt chugging. This one we discussed earlier.
Yes, butt chugging.
Oh my god.
This is when you put a funnel of wine in your ass. They did this at a college in Tennessee, allegedly.
So this one is floozy.
Yes,
yes.
So you put a funnel of wine in your rectum. Now let me ask you a question: if the funnel of wine was placed in a vagina, would it be boxed wine?
It would be when you're done. Yeah.
Talk about bottoms up.
Look, Joe didn't even want to acknowledge that. He's like, I got a line. He didn't even fucking look up at his stupid paper. Asshole. Be in the moment. Enjoy the genius. Go on. Your turn.
What was the line you had?
Never, I'm not going to repeat it. Listen to the replay. Stupid ass. Well, now what's yours? Oh, you just weren't paying attention in general.
I would say just butt chug. Talk about bottoms up.
Huh. Probably should have moved on.
Yes.
Okay.
You asked.
Yeah, you did.
I asked.
Yeah, you asked.
I asked. All right. AWOL machines. This turns alcohol into mist, and you inhale it.
So, wait. So now what does it do to, like, shoot up?
So you breathe it in.
Oh.
Yeah, you breathe it in.
Okay, so
turns booze to mist.
So, what the hell is this doing to your lungs?
I don't know, but I'm thinking, you know what? Sometimes, as a parent, you have a kid that won't go to sleep, and you got the humidifier. Fucking put that in the room. Fucking have 10 hours of sleep for parents and child.
That's a great idea.
It certainly is. I'm an excellent role model.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rosenblatt, but we had to call because your daughter's been coming to school lately, smelling like Hennessy. What's going on?
Must be something in the room. I don't know.
It's only when she sneezes, though.
Joe, I'm an excellent role model for parents.
You are.
Nice.
You are. That's a genius idea.
I'm very bright. Not responsible, but bright.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Any parent, how could you do that? How could you bring one home? Call me tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're a genius. Well, what about fuck 'em? I gotta sleep.
I think you'd have to worry about dosage with that.
Yeah, you would.
That's, you know, you might lose a couple.
Yeah.
Until you get a big family.
Yeah.
Like if you're Mormon, what the fuck? You got time. You got kids. If you're Hasidic, you know.
Yeah.
You're gonna keep going.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you gotta test it out on mice first or rats. Like, I don't think you could just go right to human testing.
I don't think that the dose is going to, you're going to have to do some complicated math to figure out the dose difference between a mouse and your child.
I just come up with the ideas, not the way to make them work.
Oh, all right.
I'm not that guy. I'm the idea man.
A spaceship to Mars. That's what I want.
Yes.
Man, spaceship to Mars. How would we get there? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. It's a good idea.
Be fucked if I know, but I'm just saying.
Go on.
What do
Go
we
on, non sequitur man.
What do we do with these astronauts during that long space trip?
Sorry, I got to start it.
We get the humidifier.
Go, Pip, go.
We fill it with Jack.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize two people could fit in a barrel at once.
This is kind of snug, Joe. Can you shove over a little bit?
Awful. Awful, awful. Alcohol spray. I don't really get it. What's the alcohol spray?
I'm not really sure.
You spritz it in, and you get drunk for probably about maybe 10 minutes or so.
Right, it's like Banaka type deal.
Yeah, but that's a great thing for lunch.
That's great.
I think we covered this one.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did. We did.
That's really good, because it wears off that quickly. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it wears off that quickly.
Let me ask you guys a question. Yeah. I'll ask you.
Okay.
I'll ask both of you on this one.
Oh, thank you.
Why not? You're both here. Yes. You won't leave. What's going to get you more poon? Alcohol spray or Axe body spray?
Alcohol spray.
Alcohol spray.
Really?
Yeah. Axe body spray is a repellent.
Really?
It is. Yes, it is.
No, I go with that.
It's like an alarm to your senses.
It's an alarm. Predator.
Warning.
Predator.
Warning. 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 Intruder. Intruder.
Degenerate without a job.
Degenerate. Warning.
Yes. It's definitely an olfactory warning system so that you smell that coming before you.
Yeah, but that's because you're old. Like if you're young.
No. If you get a load of that smell before you
get a load of this.
Oh.
Get a load before you get a load.
Well, because you know that they put on too much so you can smell them before you can see them. It's like, thank you for the warning.
Yeah, but we used to do that shit with like Jacquard Noir.
Yeah, but no, there's something about Axe that just screams douchebag. It's not.
You know, often I would have screamed douchebag. It's amazing how that happens.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. How,
really?
Timing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Really?
Oh. I want some alcohol right now. Really? Fucking directly into the veins.
Right,
there are probably other ways in the list that can help you out.
We move on.
Yes.
Vodka eyeballing.
Oh.
That's the reason. You put vodka in your eyes.
Oh, no.
And I love the way they said this. Simply pour a shot of vodka into one's eyeballs. Well, why didn't you say so?
Somebody had to come up with that idea.
Oh, God. It's just such a horrible idea.
I don't know when that would ever become a good idea.
Your sensitive little eyeball, and you're going to throw a shot in there. Oh.
And they write, and presto, you were both drunk and in serious pain.
Yay!
Talk about the angry pirate. Oh!
Talking about being blind drunk.
No, really.
I don't see why you would do that.
No.
That doesn't seem like. Most of these don't seem like good ideas.
No, they don't.
But like, you kind of get the mist. You kind of get the spray. You get the reasoning behind that.
Yeah.
Once you start inserting or placing things in your eyes or in your ass, right? It's like
what's wrong with your mouth?
Yeah.
You know, like
it's got a cock in it right now. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I would say these are by like from alcoholics that totally destroyed their body.
I'm thinking
stuff like
I
that.
I know because
need
it's
to
like
get drunk in any way possible.
You're
you know.
Pouring a shot in your eyeball. Your mouth is inches
you're
away.
You're pouring
what the
vodka
fuck?
In your eyeball. You've got other problems.
Yes, you too. You too.
Snorting alcohol.
Ooh.
That's probably the noise you would make.
Oh, that's, no, that's gonna.
But I don't have. I never understood cocaine because I don't think that would be good either. I don't want to snort.
No, I don't like that idea either.
Joe, what do we think about snorting alcohol?
I will not do it. No.
No,
I will not do it.
No, we demand you do it. Snort the alcohol.
Damn it for
now.
The show, Joe. Do it for the show.
Ridiculous. That should be a punishment.
Here's a beer and a straw. Out. Are you kidding? We don't want the punishments.
Look at him look at me like Satan.
We got games coming up. We
don't want the punishments ending anybody in the hospital. I think
speak
this
for
says,
yourself.
Really? I almost wound up there with the last one.
That's your fault.
No. Oh, God. No.
Let me, is it possible to snort vodka off a hooker's ass?
I don't know, but yes. I have a feeling that next weekend we'll all be trying. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
We should have a new game. Guess what Pip's talking about?
It's shit like
no
this.
No one can
it's
win.
It's shit like this that was the impetus behind games like In the Barrel.
I know.
No, go on.
No, I have nothing more to say.
Clearly, but you keep talking.
Oh, I stopped. I'm staring at you.
Somebody should run this show.
Number 7.
Is that what number we're up to?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Hand sanitizer.
There's a boy, yes.
Ugh. Now, technically, they say you are drinking it.
Ugh.
But it's like drinking, cough syrup and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Drinking shit you shouldn't be drinking.
No, it's desperation, and you're really, really going to end up.
But you know what? If you're a kid, you're like, wow, I smell like lavender. Mom will never know.
And my intestines are clean.
Please, Michael. If cleanliness is next to godliness, is God a booze hound?
Well,
God just all liquored up with his big cock hanging out when you get there.
All that water into wine business. Yeah, probably.
I'd rather be.
How come I can't get in the pearly gates? God's cock is blocking, and he's been drinking again.
He's been cock blocking.
Stuck in a gate, jamming a gate, can't open the gate. How? Oh boy. Hand sanitizer.
That doesn't seem attractive
at
all. No. That's people just go, oh, alcohol content.
Ew.
That's all they do. You know what? You might as well, like, fucking, like, suck the blood of a homeless person.
Yeah. If you just, really.
You know, I. And
have you done this job?
No, but
I know. I was
very briefly what you will do, and I did tell this story before, so I'm going to make it very brief. I snorted a can of Pam Cooking Spray. Remember when I told you that?
Yeah.
You talk about it in your act.
Yeah. So and we were up in Maine. We were cutting wood. We had no money for booze. We wanted to get high. One of my buddies goes, you can get high off of this stuff. So we tried to snort a can of Pam Cooking Spray.
Whippets.
So, yeah.
Whippet good.
Yeah. Dire situations call for dire means.
Now we're getting some stuff I could see myself partaking in.
Oh boy!
Now we're getting to my area. Alcoholic gummy bears.
Mm. That sounds good.
It really does.
Yeah.
I guess they like. What, they soak them, Joe? Or they infuse them? What are they? I don't understand how they get it in there.
You got vodka bears. You sneak them into vodka.
But it sounds just like Jello shots, but in bear shape.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, yeah. It sounds good.
I think the dessert bar at the Golden Corral just got a lot more interesting.
Joe just came.
Oh, and it's on your leg.
It's on my leg. Yeah, vodka-soaked gummy bear.
Yeah.
Alcoholic cupcakes.
Now you're talking my
language.
Yeah,
all right.
Two of my favorite things.
To me, because I'm not a drug user, that's better than a pop brownie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And cupcake just sounds more enticing.
I've never had a pop brownie, but I think that an alcoholic cupcake would be good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Hostess going out of business. I don't care.
it sounds
much better.
Probably that's why they couldn't hold their job. They were all drunk.
No, you know, holiday season, you get your fill of alcoholic flavored like candy and like rum cake and like chocolate rum balls and
balls.
Yeah,
love
rum balls.
Love balls. Isolate. Did that on purpose.
You know, the little chocolate
I love rum
bottles.
I used to eat them as a kid. Oh, the little.
The cordial chocolate bottles.
Here's the genius of alcoholic cupcakes, though. Mm. And this is something that I would understand you guys probably would not. All of a sudden, the kids' birthday parties just got a lot better. If you have like the special cupcakes for the parents and all,
because
you got to stand there.
This would be really good at parties. Yeah.
It would be great.
Absolutely.
I mean, like a regular party, who the fuck cares about cupcakes? But like as a parent, like we're stuck at these parties because it used to be where you would leave your kid and you could, you know, have an afternoon off. But now we all got to supervise.
Unbelievable.
So we all got to be there. But yeah, alcoholic cupcakes would be awesome.
You're standing around on the fucking helicopter pad.
Alcohol pizza. They take like a certain like toppings and they serve.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, I'm thinking pizza and
beer. I
skipped
one, Joe. Get back. Relax. Don't look so confused, Kong. I saw the trouble on your face.
I didn't look confused. I went to the next one and I figured you would figure it out.
He was like,
no follow program.
Round peg, not go square hole.
Well, you know, pizza and beer is a natural.
I instinctively went to the store that showed a picture of the pizza. See how you mention it. I'm not that.
Oh, picture's good.
Pictures help.
Stop. I think alcoholic pizza is awesome idea.
Yeah, I do too.
No.
Why?
I like, you know,
look
why? Because usually you have a good beer with a pizza and stuff like that. And
you
so
still
many
can.
Yeah, but there's still so many good toppings you can still have on a pizza. Why ruin it?
It's not ruin. Wait a minute. How is it ruining?
Kahlua marinated braised pork and rum infested pizzas. And, I don't know.
Well, I guess maybe it depends on what
it is. Is you no longer need beer at a party, and Joe can't get to the compound without it. He has nothing to bring.
But the beer tastes delicious. I mean,
does not taste delicious.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
beer
is
delicious.
Shut up!
Oh, it does.
Dry cherry soaked in raspberry vodka. You want that as a topping on
your
pizza?
I want that on dessert.
Yeah, but that's fine on dessert, but not on a pizza, dude.
I don't know. You know what? Pineapples on pizza are yummy.
Oh no, it's not. No.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh yeah. No. No. No way. Not a gunpoint.
Sorry.
Not a gunpoint.
We can play that game.
The pineapple pizza. No!
I have no problem.
Suddenly Joe's opinion has changed.
Yum, num, 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 num.
This is really good.
Yeah. You have
Dole.
Pineapple in the tummy or lead in the brain. I guess I'm going
to Joe's tum-tum hurt, but brainstem still attached.
Yes. Very good.
All right. Alcoholic whipped cream. This sounds delicious.
This sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that you could serve in a mixed drink or something like
that.
I'm
sorry,
but
this is a great sex toy.
See, that's what I'm thinking. You know what I think this is for? This is for, like, if you're with somebody who's, like, really ugly and they're kinky, you just fucking lick this off. But you lick so much of this whipped cream off them, you won't even realize what a hose beast it was. Well, you won't even have to jizz on their leg in the morning.
I need to bring something up. You were very enthusiastic on that. Have you ever used whipped cream in your
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. You never did?
No.
Really?
Really?
That's basic shit. That's basic 101 kink.
Yep.
All right.
That's in the first class.
Yeah, seriously, everybody's doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Never?
No.
I've used Ready Whip. Again, this is when I was young and adventurous. Like,
you didn't buy Cool Whip and it'll fucking spoil it.
No! It's funny.
Splat!
It's funny you mentioned.
No, you did not.
High school.
No, you did not. You didn't buy fucking Cool
Whip. I didn't pay for anything.
Actually, I probably in the freezer. Did.
Fucking, actually, I have a dollop on my cock.
Hold on, let me. little dabble do you. Just enough so you're filled. And not
bloated. Do a dollop.
My first girlfriend in, well, not my first. The one I was, my first real relationship for long, we were together a long time.
How long?
Like 5 years.
Her wow.
Or longer. Her nickname was Hell.
Really?
Yeah, this was a bad one.
Wow.
But we were together a long time, but at the time she didn't want to have sex. We wanted to save herself. But we would do.
The name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we would do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got creative with hand jobs.
Okay. All right.
So the Cool Whip was for hand jobs. And you know what? Refreshing and delightful. Felt nice on the balls, Joe.
Yeah,
and it's more solid because, like, whipped cream, like, immediately disintegrates into liquid.
Well, generally,
the Cool Whip.
She wouldn't screw you, but I won't do that, but I'll jerk you up with Cool Whip.
Cool Whip?
Pretty much.
Stupid.
Whatever you find.
Dessert scene had a whole new appeal to me. That's when I started gaining weight. Oh, I can't get enough of this Cool Whip.
Yeah, but, you know, like, generally, you break out the food for sex when it's oral, not for a hand job. That's
but, you know, like, a lubricant. But instead of the dry jerk.
What, you run out of hand cream or like,
well, you gotta
lotion?
Remember, this was high, I wasn't like traveling
jerked
around.
Jerked off in the kitchen. What do we got here?
I know.
No, this is the kitchen. We tried toothpaste.
Oh, no.
Oh, that must have hurt.
That wasn't great.
That was.
For a minty fresh cock.
Yeah, but your cock only had
4 out of 5 dentists recommend don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
At least your cock had no cavities. So.
Wait a minute. It didn't get any cavities either. That was the problem, Joe.
Wait, I gotta ask. Teeth were never getting near this. Wait a minute. Paste or gel?
I want to say probably both at some point.
Oh, yeah. Like the swirly one.
I don't think we ever tried peanut butter. But no.
Oh, that sounds
chocolate like syrup's been used. Here's the problem. I was a lot more adventurous back in the day. It's all in me.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm thinking, who's going to clean up this mess?
Oh, chocolate syrup. How's you going to get that off your
balls? That makes a mess of sheets.
You're going to have to hose yourself down after that.
You got to hose yourself down. You got to hose. Yeah, yeah. Like, these are sheets that are not going to be used again.
Ever,
it just should have turned
it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
What did you just tell her, look, this is getting, you know, this is work here. Why don't we just screw?
Gee, Joe, I never thought of that.
The grocery bill is $40 every week. You know?
There was 5 years of begging. Are you kidding?
Just like, 5 years? Did you ever wind up doing it?
Well, I've told this story on the air. This was my... I wound up losing my virginity to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
She started dating somebody seriously who she was engaged to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this was like such a toxic relationship between her and I. So at one point, she's like, I think she was engaged to the guy at the time. She swings by my house,
mm-hmm.
and she tells me she wants to lose her virginity to me. I turned it down.
Good boy.
I said no.
Really? Yeah.
You know why?
You're an idiot?
No, you know, I'll tell you why. I'd like to be, well, I was chivalrous and it's the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was an element of that, but I also think a lot of it was that I knew how toxic this relationship was. And it took me forever to get out of that relationship mm-hmm. and finally break away and know this is bad for me.
Right.
And I didn't want to reignite that.
Right, right.
You know, and I'd already gotten my rocks off with somebody else.
Oh, good. So, yeah.
But then there's the guy idea. Well, you got to nail anybody you can nail. And I certainly put the time in. But
yeah, really. You need some payback.
And well, fucking me is the ultimate payback, isn't it, Joe?
You know, it's
she came on her leg, though.
The girl I dated, the girl
like,
I
probably did at some point.
The girl I dated in high school in our senior year was she's really sweet. I still talk to her on Facebook, and I remember she got engaged young, and she called me. That's me and so are getting engaged and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, and I didn't even have a time to sit because at the time she called, my mother is coming out of surgery in the hospital.
Oh wow!
And I got to go to the hospital, and I'm alone. And my mom, I'm like, well, maybe I could call, you know, well, good luck, blah, blah, blah. And I hung. And I'm like, I always wonder. I go, gee whiz, why would she think I would be thrilled? And I'm like, maybe there was an old, you know, maybe another reason or something like that.
Well, girls always think that when they're punani, you're going to be thrilled to get it, because usually we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
no is very powerful.
Yeah.
No is very powerful. And you're starting to learn. You start to learn that last year with the Santa Claus gigs, that no is powerful. And I've learned it in comedy, and I guess I learned it in sex. Mm-hmm. That no is the ultimate power thing. And women usually have the power.
Mm. Yeah.
Women are usually the ones who say no.
Right.
So when she comes sniffing around, I'm like, yeah, pass. That's like, whoa.
What? Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, after 5+ years of trying.
Yeah.
You know, she was my first kiss.
Yeah.
Like my first, you know, anything good except, you know, sex.
Yeah.
Did pretty much everything else.
Right. Mm.
So, well, I said, no, get to stepping, stupid.
Well, you know, good, because it probably...
I'm a hero.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far, but it, no, it's a smart thing. It was smart. You know, maybe it was...
Things we don't say about me very often.
Yeah. What's the matter, Joe? You have this look on your face.
Joe's like still disappointed in me.
No, he's
I don't know. I don't know if I am. That's what I'm thinking.
No, you know what? It probably would have knocked me back a lot emotionally.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That was smart.
Yeah, it was. Because it took me a long... Because it was one of these toxic relationships, mm-hmm. abusive relationships that were no good for anybody.
Right.
You know, the one where...
Maybe you were at a point where you got out of the relationship and you're at it. And then certain times when you're out of a relationship and now you're over it and it's like, all
see,
right,
what I'm also...
it's cool, but maybe you figured maybe I get sucked back in. I'm going to be the same spot I was at again.
It also might have been... I'm not 100... My memory sucks, as I've talked about. I might have just started dating Elisa.
Oh, okay.
Within like a week or two.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which at the time, 2 weeks was pretty much the max on my relationship. but I was, I could have done it, I guess, if I wanted to.
Yeah.
She never would have known.
Right.
But
right.
I did tell, I think we went, me and Elisa wound up going to the diner and I did tell her.
Oh.
What happened. So that's why I think it happened when I already started. So that was another impetus. I was already way over this girl.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, digging my now wife.
Yeah.
You know, I was into her. So.
So, the, yeah.
But there's also
thing.
A part of me that goes, you know what? If I could do it again, fuck everybody you can. Yeah. Because hey, who knew? You know,
yeah, it's a weird yeah. thing when you start dating. Because when I first started dating Joanne, my ex-girlfriend was, she's still living on Long Island. And after my mother died, we started talking. You know, she was helping me out. We was still platonic.
Yeah.
And then I wound up, we wound up going to lunch. I had lunch with my ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was platonic, nice. And it was, went to, had dinner with Joanne that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just weird because I didn't feel right, you know?
Yeah. The need to confess.
And Joanne was like, you don't seem too hungry. And I'm like, no, I'm all right. You know, little I know, I was having lunch with, you know. And this is, we were dating for about, Christ, a month or so, maybe. So, yeah, I can understand where the guilt factor is. I mean, and like I said, the lunch was innocent. Nothing happened. We weren't planning on doing anything anyway. But in this situation, yeah, there's a lot more to it.
See, yeah. If it was
a case of Elise, yeah, I can understand.
So here's where I'm pulled. Now I've been with my wife over 15 years.
Right.
So you look back and you know what? I should have gotten as much as I could.
Right.
But then the other thought is if I would have done that, what would I have done with the guilt? I think I would have been okay with the guilt. I think I would have been fine.
You would have done the same thing. Because basically you look back at situations. When you look at a situation, you go, why did I do it this way? Because that was the best decision you made at the time. Nobody
right.
goes, this is the stupidest thing I'm ever going to do.
Right,
and go ahead
right.
and do it.
I say that every Tuesday.
I know.
And I keep on topping the stupidity.
Besides the show, yes, but besides that.
Yeah. No, it's true. Because you do. There have been plenty of things I look back and said, what the hell was I thinking?
I always
but
say
then,
that, but that was the best choice.
With the information
that
you
was
had
the best
the
no regrets, Joe?
At that time.
No regrets?
Let's see. The only regret I had was this one chick that I was fooling around with that I played dead on. And
seems to be their move with you.
No. No, I was
what's
I was
he going to do? He wouldn't dare come on me, would he?
Well, it was another case of Joe was out drinking his wheels off, and me and my buddy, we took these two girls back to my buddy's house. And I was starting to sober up, and I kind of saw that this girl was like, rrr. So So this is what I do. My buddy,
she looked like Chunk, not Chunk. She looked like Thing from the Goonies.
Was that?
Here's the deal. She was heavy gal,
okay.
You know. So I'm
biggin.
Like, yeah, biggin. So my buddy's downstairs with a friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this is what I'll do because I started to sober up, and I go, I'm gonna play dead, and I'm gonna give enough time for.
She'll just sniff my crotch and walk away.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give enough time for my buddy to get laid downstairs.
Yeah.
So she goes, Joe, wake up. Oh, so we gotta go.
Oh no,
we gotta go. So the girl comes upstairs, right? And I hear the girls leave because I'm still playing dead, and I go, when this door closes, man, my buddy is gonna be pissed. Good night, girls. Good night, click. Get up, you motherfucker. Like, what the hell happened? I go, play dead? You play dead? I go, listen to me. I go, listen, did you get laid? Yeah. And shut up and go to bed, stupid.
Really?
So it turns out the band plays about, Christ, a month and a half later. This girl lost a ton of weight and was a knockout.
Wow.
And I'm like, holy smokes. Well, hey, how you doing? She looked at me like I could die. I deserved it, though.
Yep, you did.
I deserved it. I'm like,
dead.
And that's one of my regrets. One of my regrets. I should have had the crystal ball going.
Yep. Too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Alcoholic popsicles. I love this. People
great.
Make these at their own house.
Parties. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
How long till we see these at sporting events? I mean, these would be fucking awesome.
Oh, that would be awesome, especially when it's hot out.
Well, clearly, it's not going to go well when it's cold.
No.
It's a popsicle.
I know.
Don't think you're going to see them at sporting events because basically with the kids, it's going to be misleading to kids. It's almost going to be like a Joe Camel thing.
Oh, yeah.
Cigarettes.
Call it a popsicle. Yes. Called an adult frozen treat.
It's still they're going to still see popsicles and stuff like that.
Yeah, no,
however,
right.
It would be very delicious and delicious
at
treat.
Barbecues
at parties,
stuff,
sure.
Yeah.
At barbecues and stuff like that, that would be that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. After you eat a box of these adult popsicles, what's that popsicle stick house going to look like that you fucking build? It's going to be the shittiest house ever.
Shambles.
It's going to look like a house after Hurricane Sandy.
That's like my popsicle shanty.
It's a lean-to.
Popsicle shanty is what it's going to look like.
I know, there would be popsicles like stuck to the wall. You'd be like so messed up.
We got a lot of leg out of the drunks in the news. I knew we would.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost done.
There are so many good ones.
No, we try.
Yeah.
A lot of research goes into all this that you hear.
Oh.
Molecular cocktails. They like make them into gelatins and like creams and everything. Not cream, like whipped cream type texture and everything.
Oh, you know,
because it's that gastronomic.
Yeah, molecular gastronomy.
Yeah.
There was this one of the guys on one
molecular
of this.
Molecular gastronomy.
Doesn't that sound like Chef of the Future?
Chef of the Future.
I gotta say though, all of a sudden when you're old, being relegated to the old age home, Jell-O just got a lot more interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's trying to chase grandma around the fucking place, but you're too drunk.
No, yeah. Jell-O.
So what wobbles more, the Jell-O or the person who just consumed that cocktail?
Well, if you have enough of them, the person.
Jell-O pudding, see. Pudding. Shot of the
You want some of my pudding, Papa?
See, you're getting drunk, see, and the Jell-O pudding.
I don't know. I think that's kind of yucky.
Yucky? Why? Because of the texture?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like... I enjoy... a pudding occasionally. But
I bet you do.
I do.
Give me some pudding.
On the savory side. But I don't think that I would want alcoholic pudding.
You're not adventurous.
No.
You know what? Start with
that's
more
not
adventurous.
True.
You guys are more adventurous than I am.
Start with some Cool Whip.
I've
cool
already
whip.
Done the whipped cream.
Have you
that
done Cool Whip?
Cool Whip.
Not Cool Whip.
Is that crazy?
No, it's just kind of like unwieldy.
Yeah, but I mean, for the
does it go where it's supposed
to? Certainly not my cock. That cock is unwieldy. That's not in the image of gods.
No, whipped cream just like goes where you want it to go, and it stays where there
you don't
long
have to
enough.
Dollop it.
Yeah.
Dollop.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the. This has been a very sexy and dead show.
Sexy.
It's been very. We've learned a lot of things about Joe. Joe is a bigger creep than even we could have imagined. Pip does not want any machinery in her vag.
No, thank you.
her hands are good enough.
Yes.
Also, the hamburger helper is a sex toy for her. The little hand.
I just.
Come here, you little rascal.
I want to state for the record, if I didn't have to go to work the next day, I would have stayed.
Okay.
What, to do the other leg?
And wait for her to wake up.
Yes,
so
that's what I'm waiting
for.
No, you're not waking. You're not waiting after she wakes. Really?
No, he wouldn't have done that. If he didn't have to go to work, he would have waited.
He
would
have
done
it.
Really?
When a dog has to shit, he doesn't wait till the master gets home. Does it on the rug. Same thing with Kong.
I would have waited.
You keep telling yourself that in case your wife happens to tune in. So she doesn't realize what a creep she said I do to.
God, is that what that is? Terrible.
I thought you were eating frosting in bed.
Okay.
I thought the frosting in the bed leaked. Betty Crocker. Well, it's Joe's bed. Figured there'd be some frosting.
That's right. That's right.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Not any sex, but.
Yep.
What a sad note for Joe. Let's just think about when Joe used to have sex with people's legs.
Well, Joe gets strangely turned on when they have that supermarket race show.
Race to the finish. Joe's trying to race. I can beat him.
What show's that?
Supermarket. Yeah, like you gotta get the most in your shopping cart. Most prizes. Yeah. Joe, you ever see like a fat chicken want to do it in one of her rolls?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, but wouldn't it be like, no, it's not. I was like titty fucking, but it's like, but it would be.
I wouldn't want to.
But a roll doesn't sound quite as enticing.
Yeah. No, a roll made me lose a girl once. I told you that.
What?
I gotta get the fuck out of here. I told you guys that. I was in college. I was having sex with this girl. One of my patented 2-week relationships.
Yeah.
You know, get in, get out, stay and go. And she's like, oh, I guess the rolls on my back are gone. And that was it. It's like, I had to break up immediately. She was a nice girl, but it's like, well, that just repulsed me.
Don't tell
me if they're gone. I'm in the aftershot.
And you want to know something? I love the way he gets pissed off. Forget his stories like he's a prophet.
But I know.
What?
Sorry.
I told you this story. Well, I'm sorry.
I told you this story. I didn't remember. I'm sorry.
I don't like to.
Sorry, Isaiah. We forgot.
All right, do 3 Hail Marys and jerk off in a leg and you'll be forgiven, stupid. Asshole. Take those rosary beads and shove them up your ass. I don't need this.
You might like that.
No. They're not motorized. That is completely inappropriate, by the way. You know, God's cock is one thing, but using rosary beads in that.
Now you crossed the line. Johnny would be upset.
Would you like to look at a picture of this?
What, rosary Benoit balls? No, thank you.
All right, we just talked about like filth and debauchery. Now I want to thank the people that sponsor this. I feel like we should stop, take a moment of silence.
Puppies and kittens.
Who wants to fuck puppies and kittens?
No!
We have a barn, we have a brothel. Who wants to fuck puppies and kittens?
German shepherds, our specialty.
Kangaroos and llamas for the exotic. Put it in your pouch. Anyway, we will. Kangaroo, marsupials.
I got that.
There you go. Marsupial humor. The best type of humor you can have. All right, plugs. We want to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is back in session for the new year, of course. They have the after-school programs. If you need a nice, safe environment to place your kids where they can learn some karate and have a good time, give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Also, if you are in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with family and friends. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a party room where you can host family get-togethers or corporate functions. Now, I know over the holidays that they were really using that private room. They got a lot of action. Right. So you might want to reserve. I mean, you're not going to reserve in January, obviously, but, you know, next year you might want to start thinking October, November.
But if you have a family function, it's nice to use that room.
Yeah, you know, if you want to actually take your family someplace nice after a funeral.
There's places that cater to that.
I know they do.
Actually, I was there for that.
That's right. That's when the first time we went to Francesco's.
Yes.
Don't look at me like all smiley. I mourned and I ate.
And it was delicious.
I'm sure it was. He was fantastic and the food was good too. Never. I ate him off the bone. Anywho.
Oh, wow.
It's been that type of show, kids.
Yes, it has.
All right. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and when you call, don't forget to ask them about their comedy nights, because we kick the ass, though. JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
James Thomas Webdesign.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, JamesThomasWebDesign.com is the company for you. Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com and tell them Davinsden sent you for a special discount. There's actually going to be probably in the very near future some new features on our website that James hosts for me. We're probably going to be doing all of our shows in video. We're going to create Ghetto Compound.
Ghetto Compound North.
Yes, compound North. The green screen will be a 99-cent tablecloth. We won't have 18-year-olds hanging out. We'll have 80-year-olds hanging out. And there won't be beer on tap. It'll be flat Pepsi.
But nonetheless, same show.
Still have the candy bar. Still have the creeps.
There you go.
But yes, I will be putting James Thomas to work. So everything you see on our website, James has a large hand on it. He does a great job. Tell him Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Also, sidesplittingproductions.com. I know you guys missed the holiday season. You didn't call us. Maybe you should have. Maybe you did call us. You're welcome. But you know what? There's other things you need. There's birthday parties, or you need a comedian for something. Comedian, DJ, Easter Bunny, murder mysteries, bands. Give us a call at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, or go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, who are our affiliates and places where they can get this?
We are live on Tuesdays on WKAD Radio. That's Wicked from 6:30 to 8. And then we are on also on Clutch and Wiggle. And we're on the Stickham on Levyland. We're on CyanNetRadio.com and Smokin' Hits. And you can download the show all over the place. We are available on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, Wicked, More Like Radio, the Android app, CyanNet uses TuneIn Radio, and Smokin' Hits. Also, you can download our videos when we were at the compound, and when we hope to be again, at ustream.tv/channel/live from the compound.
You can actually get all those Ustream, all the shows from the compound on our website.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Well, I said
divingcomedy.com has a lot of it.
Everything. Everything that's on Ann's site is on our site.
Awesome.
Well, except the shows that Anthony does without us.
Yeah. Our shows. Show.
Okay, the Mick and Tommy Show. Join Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith on feedburner.com as you enjoy their great show. You can find them on Facebook as well, Mick Thomas or Tommy Dunseith. We also have Hate Speech Radio, which you can check out on levyland.com. Check those guys out. The Hooter and Greenway Show. The Hooter and Greenway Show started 16 years ago. 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Give you a long one. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. Now, the Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check her out live Tuesday evenings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or to listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. Then the Some Guy Show. Yes, join Jay Such and
Joe. Are
they
still around? I know they're still making shows, but I think he got kicked off Facebook. I think Desk Chicken did.
No, I think Jay's still out there.
Yeah, no, Jay Such, Desk Chicken, I think got
the
banned.
Desk Chicken is off of Facebook, but he's still on the Some Guy Show.
Okay. Join Jay Such and whoever there for the Some Guys Show or the Some People Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com. Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Yes, Joe, the Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Listen to the Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at rainmanguyblow.com. The crystal clear crystal palace of comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. and to subscribe to the podcast once again at rainmanguyblow.com.
He said Guy Blow.
Also, Watson and Watson. And I have not written the damn read on that, so we're going to go to Davin to finish it off.
When are you going
to
do this?
Well, we're in the new year now. It'll be done.
Really?
Really?
In 2014?
Yeah. All right, stop scolding and start plugging, stupid.
Oh.
Who's the one who didn't do what they're supposed to do? That would make you stupid. I will bail you out once again, like I do for three plus hours every Tuesday.
Right. Reed, go.
Are you just going to stare at him and give him
ten
air?
Nobody yell at me later. We're doing plugs. Gotta go.
It's like how Joe thinks he could fucking direct the show all of a sudden.
No, I'm not directing the show. You got to bend to my ways.
I will do this for Watson and Watson, not for stupid and asshole.
Don't bring her into it. It's not her fault. Be nice.
She's encouraging you.
No, she's not.
She's standing by your side.
No, she's not.
I'll fucking replace both of you. I'll do Barbie talk. It doesn't take much. She's a lot lighter to carry than you two lugs.
The Sparkle Show.
Probably do more show prep, too.
Yeah, because you won't feed her otherwise.
Well, yeah. I'll crack the whip. Dude, no, you so can't fun. Go out and play until we get the show prep.
Oh, gosh, she'll run away from home.
I don't want
you keep coming back until I can sick this.
I don't want
you forget, what? Besides
prep.
In this home, besides me, there's also Mommy. So she'll come back.
Do show prep, Daddy. Come on.
I don't want to do
first show prep, then homework.
Yeah, there you go. Priorities.
No, all right. Watson and Watson, which is on Levyland on 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. So I think they're also on Wicked. That's mother and son battle it out. They argue. Johnny's very funny comedian. They also bring in other comics, all sorts of fun things. Cast of Thousands on the Watson and Watson show. They're also on Blog Talk. So check them out, our pals Watson and Watson.
See, that was just fantastic. It was in capable hands. You did a great job.
And just don't talk about the size of God's penis, and you'll enjoy the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Johnny Watson.
No, I know what you did. It was good. Okay. And Mr. Helix, have anything coming up?
No.
Good.
No, nothing in the new year so far.
Nothing in the new year so far. Well, I'm sure the calendar will fill in soon.
Yep.
Joe?
McGuire's Comedy Club, Bohemia. Yes. I'll be there on Friday and Saturday. 8 o'clock show Friday, 8 and 10:30 on... I'm sorry.
Every week.
8 o'clock Friday or 8 and 10:30 on Saturday. McGuire's over in Bohemia. Check them out, McGuire'sComedy.com.
See, if we ever wanted to tape shows in advance, Joe would still have every fucking week to plug.
Oh, yeah, I know. That
just,
would work.
Just go to Long Island. I'll be there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what tolls and gas are?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me... Where the fuck am I going to be? Oh, yeah. That's where I'm going to be.
Where the fuck am I going to be?
That's where I'm going to be.
It's all wishes hell. But I
mean, what?
Nothing. Nothing I said.
January 8th through January 14th, as you're listening right now, I'll be performing at Joker's Wild Comedy Club at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. So if you can't make it to the island, come to a different island and see me. Hang out with me if you happen to be on vacation. Have a drink. Have good times. Maybe get some Cool Whip. I don't know. See what happens. Do what Whippets. I don't know. Good times. Also, Saturday, January 12th, Size Splitting Productions presents live comedy starring the legendary Uncle Floyd.
Wow.
Ah.
Exactly what I was going for. Wow. Ah, it's like I took out my cock.
No, well, you did. Uncle Floyd, bam. I didn't know that's what you called it.
It certainly is. It was very popular in the 70s.
It's pink then.
Oh, my God. Now it's losing its hair.
It's Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Now it only gets old people. Oh, Pink Floyd, is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like the penis was pink then, like it was young and new, bald,
no,
fresh.
No, no, no.
That's what I thought.
It
was
both ways.
Yeah.
But I knew what you meant.
You have a dirty mind. I'm ruining this plug. Saturday, I'm going to start it again.
Okay.
Saturday, January 12th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy starring the legendary Uncle Floyd at Casa Bianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. Oh, four kids. That is pretty much it. I have had a great time doing this.
This was fun, right, Pip?
Fun. Yes, it was. Good.
Fun.
Thank you guys for hanging out and spending your Tuesday night with us, or downloading it some other time, indulging us, letting us entertain you. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, you keep on listening. And then, you know what? Cool. It's a lot of fun. Listening.
Our whipping.
And when you shoot a chick in a leg, she might not have a limb. That's Joe's message. And keep them machines away from that batch. That's what Pip says.
Yeah, that's right.
I might enjoy it too much, and I don't deserve that.
And then I can never go back.
But yeah, we'll be here next week. Hopefully you will be.